perfected in heaven. What's the generation? Osaka has two locations to serve you. One in Midland, the 9 cents club, where the customer qualifies. And one in Odessa on Broadway Road. Osaka, where the show never stops. Texas Farm Bureau members get free tickets to Sunday home games for the Rock On. Just show your proof of membership at the ticket office to get your free tickets. Visit TexasFarmBureau.org/sports to learn more. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance is proud to support Rock On Baseball.
Momentum Bank Ballpark. I'm Taylor Smith with ABC Big 2 and Fox 24. We hope you're having a great night out at the ballpark tonight. I remember I grew up in Baseball City, and baseball was one of my first sports that I became a fan of. So I love going out to the ballpark every night. We're so excited to get out there this season. Join us every night on ABC Big 2 News at 6 and 10 and Fox 24 at 9 for highlights and recap of the Rocktown. We'll see you. Go Rocktown!
Your attention, please. Cynthia Hernandez, please report to the souvenir shop. Cynthia Hernandez, please report to the souvenir shop.
Hey, fans, before we get started, let's cover some ground rules. Correctly stated. Heads up! For your safety, we ask all fans to be aware of flying objects such as bats and foul balls.
Well, if it's still firearms, it's scary. Please be aware of
Christian around us. You see something, say something. These are the ones that need Christian activity. So when you are office member, usher, or member of our security team, our security group is location, not perception of others.
In the event of threatening weather or any other emergency, please be aware of your nearest exit. We have 8 exits in the ballpark. Fans in section 14 through 20 can exit the first base gate by Tomaria.
Section 7 through
13
can exit from
the front gate. And sections 1 through 6 can exit on the third base gate by Bush's Chicken, Barbecue Stand. Leftfield picnic area can exit by the picnic concession stand.
You may purchase gift cards at the information station behind the section 13. In case of some point during the game you are in need of medical assistance, West Texas Urgent Care First Aid Station is located on the concourse, also behind section 13. And today, your scorecard is now to be announced as starting lineup, brought to you by VIP Sports Getaway. For the visiting Tulsa Jordan. Leading off for the Jordan to shortstop, number 16, Hayes Leonard. Back at second, the third baseman, number 15, Jordan Vila. Back at third, the center fielder, number 44, Andy Pilot. Back at fourth, the first baseman, the 30, Emanuel Lagas. And in fifth, the left fielder, number 3, Josh Stowers. Batting 6th, the right fielder, number 55, the Bayer Owens. Batting 7th, the catcher, number 10, Preston Taylor. Batting 8th, the second baseman, number 2, Bryson Brooklyn. Batting 9th, the designated hitter, number 5, Cody Posey. And taking the mound tonight for the Tulsa Brothers, number 1, River Ryan. And now the starting lineup for your Midland Rockhounds. Leading off of the Rockhounds, the shortstop, number 17, Max Schumann. Batting second, the center fielder, number 1, Lawrence Butler. Batting third, the second baseman, number 5, Cooper Bowman. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, number 9, Greg Geichmann. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 25, Chase Calabrese. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 8, Logan Davidson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 11, Jeremy Ironman. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 33, Shane McGuire. Batting ninth, the right fielder, number 6, Michael Dover. And taking the mound tonight, New York Rockhounds, number 34, Ryan Houston. Get on your feet, fans, with another Rockhounds mascot, Rocky Rockhounds!
Rock County fans, we've got some excellent baseball weather in the forecast. Right now, it's a little bit warm out there, but we are going to cool off as we go throughout the night, as you'll see here. 78 degrees for the first pitch, but we cool off down to about 65 degrees for the 7th inning. Notice we see clear skies and 0% chance that we will cool off to 64 by the final out. We go Rock County.
It's now time for the Miller Reporter Telegram Delivery of the Game. And here's Rocky Rockout to deliver tonight's official game ball for our ceremonial first pitch. And here to throw out the first pitch tonight, we have Maxie Brown, accompanied by Dr. Bill Boren with Boren Orthodontics.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
It is really rare indeed when an event rings true and is perhaps even more important now or equally so than when it first occurred some 75, now 76 years ago. Today, all across baseball, of course, we celebrate Jackie Robinson Day. Isn't it something, a name so very closely associated, really uniquely so, with such a remarkable moment in baseball history that also was a remarkable moment really in national history. Jackie Robinson, the great Jackie Robinson, no overstatement there, breaking the color barrier on this date. Of course, the big league guys all wearing number 42 today. Minor leaguers aren't, of course. That's pretty major undertaking. But everybody wearing number 42 today, in honor of the great number 42, Jackie Robinson. And with that backdrop on a beautiful evening, we welcome you tonight to Momentum Bank Ballpark, Game 5 of a 6-game series in which the Rockhounds rallied back to win opening night, and Tulsa has really, largely anyway, been in solid control the rest of the way. The Drillers winning last night by the score of 6-1, and in this series we have seen already the Dodgers' number one prospect, Diego Cartaya, with a grand slam. And last night it took two swings, but he drove in four runs via the long ball, did Andy Páez, who, as we'll tell you in a moment, is just having an absolutely stupid good series, and he's not alone, but Páez really is leading the way. And when I say a stupid good series, by the way, I mean it with humor as a compliment. He has been tremendous. So the Drillers are off to a 5-2 start. They have won the last three games of this series. They will send River Ryan to the mound in this game. Really intriguing kid who is just really starting to develop as a pitcher, and he is a top 15 prospect for the Dodgers. And a top prospect as well, a top 20 guy for the A's, Ryan Cusick, will make his second start. He was very solid. That gave up some walks against Northwest Arkansas, but only one base hit in 3 2/3. So Ryan Cusick making his second start of the season for the Rockhounds. Andy Páez has had a remarkable series. He's not alone. My goodness. And apparently, the good folks at MLB.com, they're the folks who do the roster rankings at the start of the year. Some pretty bright folks. We'll tell you why when we return and the Budweiser pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke can, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're bonding there.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Mentioning the other night that MLB.com at the start of each season rates all of the rosters in minor league baseball. And, of course, there's judgment involved, and it's based largely on prospects and such things. And there's probably a bit of a formula to it. But the folks at MLB in this season, I don't know if he does it every year, but Jim Callis was the writer who put the rankings together or at least did the article on it. And out of the 120 teams in minor league baseball, and of course a lot of these will be the Advanced A, Double A, and Triple A affiliates who have some of the high level and high prospect, high profile talent. Out of all of those teams, the Frisco Rough Riders of the Texas League and in the same division with the Rockhounds were rated number one in terms of roster talent. Frisco was rated fourth. And as Jim Callis pointed out, if you go basically just on prospects and depth, Tulsa might well have been number one. Well, they have really looked the part of late. Frisco, by the way, after starting 1-3, has won three consecutive games at San Antonio, and the combined score in those games, 22-1. Wow, that is a tough three nights at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio for the home team, anyway, for the Missions. And Frisco has mentioned they have now won the last three games here. Andy Paez leading the way. He has had a ridiculously good series. Andy is 6-for-18, a double, two homers, eight ribbies, six walks, and three hit by pitch on base, 15 out of 20 trips to the plate. Hounds have taken the diamond. We take you downstairs now for the Lubbock Cooper Orchestra. They are in shallow right field. We'll see if we're going to be able to hear them. Nicely done. Lubbock Cooper Orchestra. Got a microphone out there somewhere in shallow right field. That, I think, is the first time I can remember anyway, a string bass and a cello in right field at our ballpark in our 30-plus years together. Well, Tulsa, 3-1 now in this series. They've won three in a row. Mention Andy Paez, whose numbers, as we said, just remarkable. 15 out of 20 on base. I mean, that is, like we were kidding last night, illegal in seven states and two counties. Also, though, Josh Stowers has been terrific. He's 9-for-15 in the series. Diego Cartaya cooled off a little bit last night, but Jose Ramos is having a heck of a series. He is 7-for-12, so Tulsa getting a lot of guys contributing. Ryan Cusick has baseball in hand, and he'll face that tough Tulsa lineup. Tall right-hander throws the first pitch of our ball game right after this from Budweiser.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud... The game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
and we have just under 80 degrees, 79 degrees, not much wind. It's only about 8 miles an hour. Different direction this evening. It is left to right, so it is toward the short porch, but shouldn't be that much of a factor. The flags are unfurled, but very gently so, and that is close to calm for West Texas. Edis Leonard will lead off for the Drillers. He's the shortstop. Home plate is in shadows. The pitcher's mound in shadows. Ryan Cusick, when he lets go of the baseball for the first 5 minutes or so of this game, that will go right from sunlight into shadow, and then the shadow will stretch out a little bit. Right-hander's delivery is fouled back, and in fact, yep, no, mound is entirely in shadow, so no sunlight to deal with between the pitcher and the hitter. 0-1 to Leonard, right-handed hitting shortstop. Eddie's is 2-for-23, so he's looking to get something going here before the bus pulls out for Tulsa Sunday, tomorrow afternoon, that is. Takes ball one from Ryan, one ball and one strike. Jeremy Ironman, the third baseman, really shading the line here. Actually, I'm sorry, that's Logan at third. I beg your pardon, Jeremy. Is it? Oh, no, I was right the first time. It is Jeremy. Swing and a miss and a 1-2 count now to Eddie's Leonard. Jeremy Ironman shading the line a little bit against the right-handed hitter. And shortstop Max Schumann in this game. Max back to a familiar role in the infield, and he's shading that way a bit as well. One ball, two strikes to the leadoff hitter in the ballgame, and the 1-2 pitch. Fastball up high at 95. A 2-2 count. Yorba Divas will be the number two hitter. He's on deck, the third baseman. He's had a good series. Here's the 2-2 and a little swinging bunt in front of the plate. That'll be handled by Shane McGuire. Throw to first for the out. So Eddie's Leonard will ground out to the shortstop. One up and one down. And here is Yorbit Vivas, the third baseman, left-handed hitter. Give you a little sidebar on Yorbit here in just a couple of moments. He steps in. Andy Paez is on deck. Hounds, I'm sure, were hoping that maybe Andy would just take night off, go to the movies. But he is in the on-deck circle and batting again in the three spot in center field. Pitch swung on, foul back. Vivas very aggressive, going after the first pitch, fouled it back. Middle third of the order, Emanuel Vargas, the first baseman, batting cleanup. Vargas at first base. Josh Stowers, really good series, left fielder, batting fifth. Josh Stowers in left. 0-1 from Cusick, bouncing ball sharply hit but foul. Wide to the bag at first, and Logan Davidson will handle that foul ground. Mentioned Jose Ramos briefly a moment ago. He is having a really good series. Right fielder batting sixth, Jose Ramos. Carson Taylor behind the dish. Switch hitting catcher batting seventh, Carson Taylor. 0-2 count. Vivas waits. Pitch by Cusick. Bounced foul back to the screen. Now it's still 0-2. Bryson Brigman had a good ball game in his Tulsa debut. Joined the team during this series due to an injury. Brigman will bat eighth at second base, is Bryson. And Cody Hosey, the designated hitter, rounds it out. Cody Hosey is the DH. 0-2, sails up high and back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. Leonard, Vivas, and Paez up top. Vargas, Stowers, and Ramos in the middle of the order. Taylor, Brigman, and Hosey will round it out. Facing 6'6" tall right-hander Ryan Cusick and the 1-2. Ooh, up and in, and that hit him. Boy, it sure did. You get the bat or the batter. I believe it got the bat, so that will be, boy, an unintentional foul ball. You could hear the contact. Vivas, I think he's going to redo the armor on his right arm. Now, did that ball hit him or hit the bat? I mean, he's not walking to first base, so that's going to be a painful foul ball. There are times, of course, where basically the batter is part of the bat, for lack of a better way to put it. Manager Scott Hennessy will come down and check him out as well. Jason Guffey, the athletic trainer, is out. So that got him on the right arm. Man, that is painful. So Vivas being attended to. Now, the umpires are gathering, and I don't know if they are. They wouldn't be gathering just to talk about the weather, so don't know if there's any question whether or not that ball hit Vivas. Home plate umpire is Felix Neon. He is from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. So Scott Hennessy asking here, but again, whatever the discussion was, there is no argument, so it is a foul ball, and it's still 1-2. Well, that's a rough foul ball. So Vivas at the plate. Yorbit, that held high, now drops it down about shoulder level. He takes just low and away, 2-2. Each game, he has been in the number two spot in the order, and when he comes to the on-deck circle, it's a movable deal. It's an actual circle, a pad, if you will, and he moves it. Adjusting, I have never seen anybody, I don't think, at least not consistently, adjust the on-deck circle. His swing and a foul tip, I believe, here. Yep, might have broken his bat, going to get a new one, maybe chipped it. Something didn't feel right, so Yorbit will go and get a new piece of lumber. That's the deal there. So still 1-2. Trying to set the table as he did last night for Andy Páez, who was on deck, as mentioned. And, boy, in the first and again in the third, Vivas reached and Páez knocked the ball out of the ballpark. His two home runs, and, man, of course, painfully so from a Rockhounds perspective, but gorgeous swings of the bat. Drove it out to the deep power alley in left center. 2-2, up high, ball three, full count. So Vivas trying to get on here in the top of the first inning. It was an 0-2 count. He's run it full. Fouled off three pitches, including the painful one. Cusick with a twist, a 3-2 pitch, and that ball is looped, and that is a foul ball. Third base side, hustling out of the way, crew chief Ty Krause. Well, this will be the 10th pitch of this plate appearance for Vivas. Felix Neon behind home plate, as mentioned, from Santo Domingo. Jared Molman from Brenham, Texas at first base. And Ty Krause, the crew chief from Glendale, Arizona. Pitch, nope, down and in, ball four. Boy, that is a well-earned base on balls. And a little scary, of course, from the deja vu category, because Páez will again come to the plate with Vivas on base. Defensively for the Rockhounds, left fielder is Chase Calabuig. The center fielder, Lawrence Butler, back in the lineup tonight. Michael Goldberg is in right. Jeremy Ironman is indeed the third baseman. Max Schumann at shortstop. Cooper Bowman at second base, and Logan Davidson at first. Pitch low and away, sliding to make the play is Shane McGuire. Shane behind the plate, and said it last night, the seventh inning alone, man, he earned his pay last night. And he was just terrific behind the plate. 1-0 count, big lead for Vivas, pitched down and away, ball two. So far Ryan Cusick wanting no part of the strike zone with this guy. Andy Páez, .429 batting average. Open stances, he sets up, fairly upright. Two balls, no strikes, Cusick set. Pitch swung on, bounced foul at the plate. Got it in on him, and he chopped it straight down. Two balls and a strike. I started to mention this a couple of times. I was visiting with Scott Higgins. Scott Higgins was an umpire a long time ago in the Texas League. Dennis Higgins, dear friend, whose name I just botched. I'll never forget old what's his name. I was talking with Denny last night. And then today, before the game, swinging a fly ball, got under that a little bit. Calabuig shielding his eyes, drifting it in left field, and he's got it for the out. And that time, Andy, not quite getting all of it. Fly ball out to left field. And that's the second out of the inning. Andy Páez has, boy, physically just gone through a huge change since last year. He's a very talented prospect, of course, from the get-go, but he dropped 35 pounds. And, boy, his training regimen apparently has really been impressive. Here's Imanol Vargas, left-handed hitting first baseman. Takes a strike call to the knees inside corner. Cusick ran that over the inside edge, barely got there. Imanol 3-for-10 in somewhat limited duty. Vivas is running. Oh, he got a huge jump. Now Cusick turns and he throws it away. Oh, he had him, absolutely. But threw it away and coming down to third. So that'll be a steal compounded by an error, and Ryan Cusick will talk to himself. And Vivas got a huge jump, so he'll get the steal and he'll get third base on the error. Ryan just kind of yanked the throw. Ryan did not come to the plate. Vivas broke. So stolen base and an error just confirmed that. even though the throw was errant, he was running, so he certainly gets credit. I don't think a good throw might have gotten him, but, again, gets benefit of the doubt there. Steal compounded by an error. And time is called at home plate by Vargas. Yeah, that's one Ryan will feel. Talk to himself about that one. Saw the runner go, turned, but just yanked the throw down and away toward the third base side of the bag. And runner at third, but two men down. 0-1 pitch is up high and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Going to give DeVos a ton of credit here. He got down in the count 0-2, remember, to start his plate appearance. Wound up drawing a walk, steals a base, goes to third on an error. Here's the 1-1. That sails high, and that's ball two. In his first outing of the year at Northwest Arkansas, Ryan Cusick went 3 2/3, gave up one base hit, no runs, did walk four, and he struck out five. Right-hander comes set, 2-1 is the count. Pitch swung on and missed. And Checkney, that is strike three. He is out on strikes. Beg your pardon. It was writing down the error and messed up on the count. So a walk and a strikeout in the inning. An error, but no damage done. No runs, no hits, one error, one steal, and one man is left on base. So we are playing baseball Saturday night fireworks. I will reset everything here during this upcoming commercial break. Saturday night fireworks on hand here, and we have played a half an inning. I will catch up with that half inning. Our Village Car Wash score, first time around. Tulsa nothing, and against right-hander River Ryan, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Gentleman just asked if I know my Mud Hens from my Trash Pandas. I don't know my backside from my appetite in the top of the first inning. So, yeah, Trash Pandas, they have no chance on that. All right. As the great Steve Martin once said during the days in which he was a stand-up comedian, okay, let's start. Max Schumann will start it off for the Rockhounds. Right-handed hitter moves to shortstop in this game. Facing River Ryan, right-hander's pitch, drops down low, ball one. Max, 292 to open the year, has been in the outfield prior to this appearance. And, of course, when he joined the Hounds a couple of seasons ago midway through, he was exclusively an infielder. Takes a called strike here, and it's 1-1. Lawrence Butler is in the on-deck circle, the center fielder. Lawrence Butler batting number two. And Cooper Bowman, the second baseman, batting third. Cooper at second base. This pitch nubbed foul off the end of the bat, dribbles over toward the on-deck area. One ball and two strikes to the Hounds shortstop. Greg Dykeman will be the designated hitter. He'll bat cleanup. Greg Dykeman. Chase Halibuig batting in the five spot. Chase in left field. By the way, the planet can spin now. Max took his time out with two strikes in the count. Didn't do it right away. Scared me. One ball, two strikes. Sunshine going to be a bit of a challenge on the left side of the diamond. Over the next few minutes, 1-2, woo-wee, up and in. That will get your attention, 2-2. Logan Davidson batting sixth. He's the first baseman, Logan at first. Jeremy Eierman batting in the seventh spot at third base. Jeremy Eierman, the Hounds, third baseman for this Saturday night ball game. Got it. Here's the 2-2. Show called third strike, just got there. Max thought it was wide, but a called third strike. Think from the hitter's reaction in the top of the inning, and here with Max Schumann, a couple of pitches that just barely got that corner. Max clearly disagreed with it, but he is out on strikes, and River Ryan has a strikeout. Was really good in his first appearance of the year for the Drillers. The interesting kid, Lawrence Butler, takes up high from the right-hander for ball one. Bottom of the order, Shane McGuire. He's the catcher. Batting number eight, Shane McGuire catching. And Michael Goldberg in right field, batting nine, playing the nine spot, Michael Goldberg. Pitch to Lawrence, called strike. Count evens, 1-1. Schumann, Butler, and Bowman. Dykeman, Calabuig, and Davidson. Ironman, McGuire, and Goldberg, the nine for the Hounds. 1-0 pitch, way inside, and back to the screen. Count goes 2-1. Lawrence at 259. No home runs. Three runs driven in. Left-handed hitter points that bat straight to the sky as he stands in. They shade him to pull, and they do so solidly do the Drillers. Pitch up high, ball three, 3-1. Well, now River Ryan in a place that he doesn't necessarily want to go. 3-1 to Lawrence Butler. Third baseman Vivas playing well off the line, and the shortstop Leonard shading solidly toward the middle. 3-1. Ball swung on, moved in the air to left field, not over deep. Stowers coming in, looks up into that bright sunshine. Josh, one of the several guys wearing a red glove for Tulsa. I have not noticed this before. I don't know that I've seen this before. All three outfielders have bright red leather baseball gloves. Again, don't know that I've ever seen that. Fly ball to left, two man down, Butler retired, and here's Cooper Bowman. Cooper, 227, no homers, couple of runs driven in. Takes down and away for a ball, one ball and no strikes. He stole four bases in the series at Northwest Arkansas. The Hounds, in fact, led the league in steals through three games. There's a swing and a miss, 1-1, as he went after a pitch up in the zone, maybe out of it at 95 from Ryan. Hounds do not have a steal or an attempt in the first four games of this series, but Cooper is 4-for-4. Speed, one of his major attributes. Nubs this one foul, boy. I think that, oh boy, that got our home plate umpire Felix Neon. Thought it might have gotten catcher Carson Taylor, but boy, just that little redirect. Boy, and you could tell that one really got Felix Neon. He's going to step out from behind home plate a little bit up the line here and kind of rotate that right arm and shoulder around a little bit, so that's where that got him. Carson Taylor will go out and visit with his pitcher. I think that ball was a foul tip. If not, of course, then it's a miscommunication. And, of course, when that happens and the umpire gets hit, boy, you know the catcher feels awful because, boy, they share that pounding sometimes, catcher and umpire alike. Over a long season especially. Here's the 1-2. Ball hit high in the air to right field. Going back with room is Ramos. And he's got it for the out. So River Ryan, a 1-2-3, bottom half of the first inning. And after one, this is the fifth game of this six-game series. Village Car Wash brings you our broadcast. Through one inning complete, Tulsa and the Rockhounds, no score.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to Astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
No score, top half of the second inning. For the Drillers, it'll be Josh Doers to lead it off. The guy is 9 for 15. With the handful of guys just having a sensational stay here in West Texas. Right-handed hitter, checks his swing, takes a strike. Count 0-1. Josh, of course, this is, game 8 overall. But he's hitting .500 and leading the league. The 0-1 pitch, late swing, fouled it toward the Rockhounds dugout on the first base side, 0-2. He was 0-for-3, playing in just one of the first three games, but again, 9-for-15 in this series, and you bet he's been in the lineup every day. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Went on three pitches, Ryan Cusick retires a guy who's been tough to get out. Sowers out on strikes. Second consecutive strikeout for Ryan Cusick. He got Imanol Vargas to end the first inning on three pitches. Retires Sowers here. Now Jose Ramos. Jose bumping the average up to .364 with a 7-for-12 series. Cusick's pitch just off the outside. Don't got there. A little delayed call from Felix Neon. Called strike 0-1. Jose, right-handed hitter. No home runs and three driven in. Native of Panama. 0-1 pitch. Got there. Same spot. Boy, if you get that call once, go get it again. And Ryan did. Same spot. Outside corner. 0-2 count. Throwing away the target from Shane McGuire. Pitch to the glove. Just missed up and away. Not by a whole bunch. Little check swing, but did not go. One ball, two strikes. Carson Taylor. Tulsa catcher waiting on deck. Ryan Cusick. Former Braves farmhand, part of the Matt Olson trade. Here's the 1-2. Ball hit in the air and hit well to right field. This ball's got a chance to do some damage. That's going to find the base of the wall. Turning around first, coming for second is Ramos, but boy, goes the opposite way. And you can hear that ball thud as it hit the base of the wall in right field. No chance for Michael Goldberg. Ball way over his head. Bangs off the wall for a stand-up double. Good at-bat for Jose Ramos. Continues his really good series. Got down to the count 0-2, took a close pitch, in fact, on 0-2, and then goes opposite way with a double. So the game's first hit is a two-bagger, runner in scoring position for Carson Taylor. Cusick fires, bouncing ball right side of the infield. Cooper Bowman will make that play, a little backhanded toss, a little backhanded flip to first base to Logan Davidson. Jose Ramos advances on the bounce out with two down now in the inning, a runner at third base. Second consecutive inning that Drillers have had a man at third with two away. Bryson Brigman be the batter. Bryson joined the ball club second day of the series. He's played in one game, went 3-for-6. Takes a good breaking pitch for a called strike on the outside half, 0-1 off speed from Ryan Cusick. Ryan drafted by the Braves in the first round of 2021. 24th overall selection out of Wake Forest. 0-1 set. Right-hander's pitch lifted high. Foul ball, I believe. We'll confirm that. Yep, onto the, just over the grass berm. Number three or four kids camped out there. Look for a good spot for foul balls. At least a nice, comfortable spot. Ball had a little too much on it, so foul ball and an 0-2 count. Bryson, right-handed hitter. For time and steps out for a moment. Outfield has him shallow all the way around. Again, the breeze blowing out toward right field. Set by Cusick, 0-2 count. Runner at third, two men down. Backup pitch looped in the shallow left, and Brigman's got himself an RBI single. Boy, and again, that's on an 0-2 pitch. So in this inning, Tulsa will get on the board. And they both set the table and deliver the RBI in at bats that started 0-2. Well, it looked like it jammed Brigman. He just kind of fought it off and sent a soft line drive into left field. Don't think Chase had anywhere he got there anyhow, but especially with the wind, or excuse me, with the sun right in his eyes, tough to get a quick read. There's a swing and a miss by Cody Hosey. And the count is 0-1, so a couple of base hits and a run across. Boy, Brigman has had a really nice stay since joining the Drillers. He is now 4-for-7, couple of ribbies. Pitch up high for a ball to Cody Hosey, 1-1. Cody from Merrillville, Indiana. Right-handed hitter, 4-for-21, a 190 average early. Played with the Drillers a year ago, did Cody. One ball and one strike to count. Swings ground ball right back of Villa, and Cooper Bowman is right there. Have to come to first base, but he does. Had him shaded up the middle. A near shift, and that ball hit right to the Rockhound second baseman. But the Drillers, boy, some really good swings in the bat, a couple of them in that inning, and they produce a run. So we're after the top half of the second inning. We'll go to the bottom of inning number two, and the Drillers on the board. Village Car Wash scored. Tulsa 1, Rockhounds nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
And the Rockhounds are next home, by the way, a week from Tuesday, when this after this series, of course, ends tomorrow. And the Hounds, in fact, will be home for a couple of weeks, April 25th, all the way through May 7th. Hope that you make your plans to be with us. Join us for maybe one of the terrific goings-on. And, of course, that includes tomorrow's Family Day. 1 o'clock will be our first pitch. You're really comfortable tomorrow. 70 degrees in the 70s will be the temperature. Greg Dykeman will lead it off as we go to the bottom half of inning number two. River Ryan's first pitch, a fastball swung on and missed at 95, and it's 0-1. Drillers, of course, on the road this week, but they are back home at One Oak Field, or the Drillers at Tulsa's gorgeous ballpark beginning on Tuesday. Swing and a miss, and the count 0-2 to Greg. Left-handed hitting designated hitter is Greg Dykeman. He steps out for a moment. Chase Calabuig and Logan Davidson to follow. 1-0 Tulsa. And the RBI single from Bryson Brigman. The 0-2 pitch. Put to high and foul against a just brilliant blue sky and out of play. Count is 0-2. Really might mention, and my goodness, we've got a good bunch here tonight, by the way. But if you're in the neighborhood, we have fireworks after the ball game, so not too late to come on by and enjoy a Saturday evening. The Hounds are home on a Saturday, as they are tonight. We'll have post-game fireworks for you. Pitch swung on and sent the opposite way down the left field side, off the screen, and caroms back into left field. Count stays 0-2 to Greg Dykeman. Facing River Ryan, River 6'2", 200 pounds. He's from Charlotte, North Carolina. In college, a two-way player. Here's the 0-2. And that ball lined into right center field, a base hit. And that's a really good AB from Greg Dykeman. He got down 0-2, fouled off two pitches, and lined a base hit to right center field. And the guy with some experience, Greg Dykeman, including some time in the big leagues. And he leads off the second inning with a line drive single to right. One on, nobody down for Chase Calabuig. Chase two for his first 11 to start the season. River Ryan came over to the Dodgers in a trade, back with their division rivals, with the Padres in San Diego. Pitch called strike, inside edge of the knees, 0-1. Chase asking about that pitch. Like Greg Dykeman, he is a left-handed hitter. Trade was for Matt Beattie. He had a terrific stint with the Drillers. On his way up the Dodgers ladder, 0-1 toss over the first base. Greg Dykeman, a couple of stolen bases in the Northwest Arkansas series. The Padres actually utilized Ryan as a position player, but the Dodgers really liked what they saw from him on the mound. The pitch down and in for a ball, it's one ball, one strike. And so he has now made the transition and is already the 13th rated prospect in the Dodgers organization, according to the MLB pipeline, Major League Baseball's website pipeline, prospect rankings. One ball, one strike. Chopper out towards shortstop, might be two. Top spin to Leonard, goes to second base for one, does Leonard to first, not going to be in time. Calabuig beat it out, but 6-4 put out at second base. Ball was hit pretty deep on a long, high top spin. Leonard made the play, and they throw in time to Brinkman for one at second base, but Calabuig runs pretty well from the left side of the plate as well and beat the throw by a little bit. So a fielder's choice for Chase, but an out, one man on and one man away. And here's Logan Davidson. Switch hitter from the left side against Ryan. Delivers down and in for ball one, a ball and no strikes. Against the San Antonio Missions, River Ryan went four innings. No runs on one hit, no walks and a couple of strikeouts. So, boy, a nice four-inning start to his 2023 season. The right-hander with a pitch. Ground ball sharply hit at first. Is that a fair or foul ball? It is foul. Emphatically called a foul ball, according to Jared Molman, our first base umpire. One ball and one strike to Logan. 2-for-18 to start the season, a 1.11 average, no homers or RBIs. Logan getting some time at first base this season. Very capable, really, anywhere in the infield. This guy's got a glove on. He's going to do a good job for you. Tremendous defender, as is Jeremy Ironman. Swinging a fly ball to straightaway center field. Capped as Páez. Andy drifts in. Looks up into that sun. Those glasses flashing as the sun hit him. Hauls it in for the out. Two men down. Retreating to first base is Chase Calabuig. No, two down, and here is Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy at third base in this game. Right-handed hitter. One on and two men down, and he would love to get his first base hit of 2023 right here. Jeremy 0-for-18, and you know that wears on you. Guy who has some pop in that bat. Swings at the first pitch and pops it up. Shallow right field toward the line, charging over is Brigman, and he will make the catch. Will Bryson Brigman right in front of the right fielder, Ramos. So a pop out to shallow right is handled, and a leadoff single will go by the boards for the Rockhounds in this one. No runs on a hit, no errors, a man left. And after two, Village Car Wash, score of our game. Tulsa 1 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third and the top of the order for the Drillers. That'll be Eddie's Leonard will lead it off. Jorbit Vivas and Andy Páez will follow. 1-0 Tulsa. Leonard bounced out to the catcher. His first time up, a swinging bunt out in front of the plate. Right-handed hitter. Takes down and away from Ryan Cusick for ball one. One ball, no strikes. For Ryan, a frustrating 2022 following his trade from the Atlanta Braves over to the A's. Made only 13 appearances, sidelined much of the year due to injury. Breaking pitch away for a ball, 2-0. With the Rockhounds, he was 1-6 with an ERA just over 7. But it was really command. I think that you really circled the number. He walked 30 batters in 41 innings. Didn't give a ton of hits up, 53 hits in 41 innings. And he has terrific stuff. The 2-0 pitch, but down and away here for ball three. 3 balls and no strikes. Along with JT Ginn, who, like Ryan, was acquired via trade by the A's. He spent some time in the Arizona Fall League and really looked much improved there. The pitch up and in. Boy, and a four-pitch walk to Eddie's Leonard. So Leonard leads off the inning with a walk. 2 walks, 2 Ks. 1 run, 2 hits allowed so far by Ryan. After being drafted by the Atlanta Braves, did not pitch a great deal, made just 6 starts in 2021, his first pro season. He was in the single-A Carolina League. First pitch from the big right-hander, fouled away off the bat of Yorbit Vivas. Well, Yorbit had a not uneventful first plate appearance. It wasn't an at-bat. It was a plate appearance. He got down 0-2. He fouled off 4 2-strike pitches. He eventually walked, stole a base, and was stranded at third. Takes just outside for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Ryan Cusick rubbing down that baseball a little bit. 1 on and nobody down. And Andy Páez is on deck. Vivas, bright red batting gloves on both hands. Left-handed hitter waits. 1-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Man, he had a rip. The count goes 1-2. Ryan Cusick, 6'6", 235. He's a Massachusetts native. 23 years of age. Again, went to school to Wake Forest. Set to turn in a toss over to first. Leonard showing no signs of going there. Just goes back in standing up. Left and center field right now, those sunfields are really strong. 1-2 pitch sails up high for a ball. 2-2 in left field. Chase Calabuig standing about 5 feet past the shadow as it creeps out. And likewise in center. Every time Lawrence Butler moves his head, you can see those glasses catching the bright sunlight and glistening out there. 2-2 pitch, swinging a foul straight back. We'll do it again on 2-2. Vivas, who walked his first time up, he's another guy who's having a really strong series. He's 6-for-18. And he's drawn 4 bases on balls. Brewers have had some outstanding performances in this series. 2-2 swing and a miss. Not this time on the slider down and in. Swinging strike three. 1 man down. 3rd strikeout for Ryan Cusick. And here's Andy Páez, who flew out to left field. Shallow left his first time up. Mentioning what Dennis Higgins passed on to me. Radio voice of the Drillers pitched down and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Andy, just tremendous dedication to dropping some weight, getting in better shape. And it's one of those things as you progress and you grow a little bit. Still only 22 years of age. Won't turn 23 until December. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Down away and back to the screen. I think that'll be a wild pitch to Cusick. I would imagine Shane McGuire will. Now they're going to give him a pass ball. So you're going to call that a pass ball. I was about to say, that's one of those, and I always like to say this, that's somewhere between a wild ball and a pass pitch. Can't 50-50 it, so that'll go as a pass ball. Runner in scoring position. And a 2-0 count here to Andy Páez. And that'll bend in over the heart of the plate for a called strike 2-1. Backup pitch. Andy Páez has terrific talent, but I think it's very impressive that he has largely taken it upon himself, maybe after advice, I don't know, but he has really gotten into conditioning and he is much stronger, which is a scary prospect. Pitch up high for a ball, count goes 3-1. Former Tulsa Driller Josh Outman is taking over some time in center field. He's talking to Denny Nevis Higgins about the Dodgers outfield, because Páez certainly is a guy the Dodgers think will get there. maybe center field a possibility. Going to be kind of tough to dislodge the guy in right. That's Mookie Betts. Outman is doing a terrific job. He's among the big league leaders in three or four categories. Here's a 3-1. Up outside, ball four. So again, for Ryan Cusick, walks were an issue last year. He has three walks, three Ks in this game, two on, and nobody out. Even all Vargas, the batter, he was a strikeout victim his first time up. So Leonard, the lead runner. Pai is on at first base. Nobody down in the inning. Emanuel Vargas out of the Dominican Republic. Big left-handed hitter, 6'3", 215. 2-6 pitch. Line drive, and that is caught by Cooper. Bowman flips behind the runner at second for a line drive, 4-6 double play. Vargas ripped it. Cooper reached up and grabbed it. Throws behind Leonard for the out. So a hard hit ball turns into the end of the inning there, and the Hounds get a little bit of a break, but they will gladly take that the way the Tulsa Drillers have been playing. So we will go to the bottom half of the third inning. Our Village Car Wash score will remain Tulsa 1 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Last half of the third inning, Hilliard Office Solutions bringing you a Saturday night edition of Texas League Baseball Rockhounds and the Tulsa Drillers, and a little Hilliard Office Solutions early game trivia. This, of course, is Jackie Robinson Day. What team gave Jackie Robinson and a couple of other players, by the way, a tryout before he signed his historic contract with the Dodgers? What team gave Jackie Robinson and a couple other guys a tryout before Branch Rickey signed him with the Dodgers? First pitch from River Ryan, up high and away for a ball, 1-0. Shane McGuire, Rockhounds catcher, standing in. Michael Goldberg, and back to the top of the order for Max Schumann here in the third. 1-0 Tulsa. 1-0 pitch. Maybe a bit high. Two balls, no strikes. Well, Shane had a passed ball in the top half of this inning, but again, I think that was probably about 60-40 or 50-50. Call it either way, fastball strike at the knees at 93. Said it last night in the seventh inning alone. I think he probably kept a run from scoring from third base on maybe five or six occasions. 2-1 and a swing and a miss. After fastball, could not catch it. 2-2. Time called by the Rockhounds catcher. He'll rewrap the batting gloves real quickly and stand back in. Can still do that stuff every once in a while, but don't have a lot of time to do it. 2-2 pitch, sneaks down and in. Boy, and River Ryan, 96 miles an hour. Once he turned to pitching exclusively, which he has done with the Dodgers, Ryan's velocity, of course, ticked up. So he doesn't have a ton of pitching experience, but Dodgers really like, obviously, what they see with him. Not this time, high and away for ball four, so a base on balls. Didn't walk a batter against San Antonio in his first outing, but again, leadoff man on for the second consecutive inning. Michael Goldberg will be the batter. Michael, 8 for his first 22, a 364 average to start the year. Shane McGuire the lead, right-hander against right-hander, and a check swing, foul ball. Oh boy, that got his hand, I think. know, did it hit him, not hit him? He turned into it a little bit, and I think the drillers will ask about this. I think Scott Hennessy will probably come out and discuss it. I think he wants the umpires to talk about it. Earlier, remember, Jorbit Vivas at the plate, similar situation, but that was deemed a foul ball. This time, this is deemed a hit by pitch. Michael walking slowly to first base. So Scott Hennessy not happy. He is talking with Felix Neon. Not a high-level argument. Scott, I think, pretty clearly disagreeing with the call, but it will stand, and Goldberg is hit by a pitch. So a walk and a hit batsman. Down to second base goes McGuire, and at first base is Michael Goldberg. Max Schumann will be the batter. Let's see how Bobby Crosby will treat this Rocktown's manager and, of course, the third base coach as well. Max, a guy with really good speed, and he is a capable bunter, and he showed it, but draws the bat back and takes a strike. Just got there, 0-1. Lawrence Butler waiting on deck. Drillers really weren't expecting that. Third baseman Vivas was playing back. Cheating in at first base now is Vargas. Max does not show bunt, swings away and fouls this away, so a quick 0-2 count. And, of course, that's the other side of the coin if you're going to try to bunt. And if you don't get it down, now you find yourself down in the count. So it's 0-2 with two on, nobody down. It's also one Rockhounds nothing. Max at 280 after his first inning strikeout, called out on strikes. Ryan with a long look out at the lead runner, now turns, comes to the plate, missed ball, fouled straight back. Boy, Max had a good rip at that. Pitch count is 0-2. Thought Baseball America made a really interesting point about River Ryan in terms of his experience as a pitcher. Of course, he doesn't have as much as some other guys might because he was a two-way player. And as they say, he has a future perhaps as a starter, but as they said, it will take seasons. Here's a swing and a miss as Schumann chases a 95-mile-an-hour fastball up, and Max out on strikes. Two strikeouts for River Ryan, both at Max's expense. One man down for Lawrence Butler. They said, and I quote, that it will take several years for him to develop fully into being able to handle the workload of a starter. You don't think about things like that. Swinging a foul straight back, 0-1. Of course, relief work is always a possibility, but he is really just developing. But in his development, already a top 15 prospect is River Ryan. And 6'2", 200 pounds. Right-hander set, 2-1, 1-out. Pitch to Butler, lifted high in the air to left field, not deep. Stores now drifting in a step or two or three, and he's got it for the out. Two men down, two fly ball outs to Josh Stores off the bat of Lawrence Butler. The batter is Cooper Bowman, but it's 2-1 and now two men down. Downs with leadoff base runners in the second and the third. In fact, first and second here with nobody out, but now first and second and two away. Here are trivia from Hilliard Office Solutions. What team gave Jackie Robinson a tryout before he signed with the Dodgers? Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. It's kind of an interesting little sidebar. Don't know that the team that offered him a tryout had any interest actually in signing him. There's the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. 1-1 to Cooper, who flew out to right field his first time, 0-1. Cooper, right-handed hitter with some speed, 6 feet, 205. He's 23 years of age, is the former Yankee farmhand. One ball, one strike. Swings and sends one foul straight back, 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Shane McGuire, the lead runner, on at second base, and Michael Goldberg is on at first. Outfield shades Cooper ever so slightly the opposite way. Infield pretty well straight up. 1-2 stretch and pitch, up and away for a ball, 2-2. Greg Dykeman would be next. But there are two down in the inning. Cooper taps the dish one time, straight away in the box, pushes that bat back and forth a when time comes set. Long look at the runner by River Ryan. Long look now to the plate. Pitch down and away. Full count, 3-2. So first and second, count full, two out. Runners will be off with this pitch. Bottom third of the driller's order, actually the 6, 7, and 8 guys putting a run on the board, 1-0. Bottom of the third, 3-2 pitch, runners go. Pitch swung on and popped foul, straight back out of play. Pretty good rip. Count stays full, fastball at 94 from River Ryan. Spent last year, did the Dodgers prospect of the 2 single-A stops on the Dodgers chain. Rancho Cucamonga in the California League, Great Lakes in the Midwest League. Right-hander set, looks at the runners, 3-2, pitch out, outside, ball 4. So the bases are loaded. And that's 2 walks and a hit batsman, but that brings up Greg Dykeman, and that will bring a visit to the mound from the Tulsa dugout. Let's give you our Hilliard Office Solutions solution. There were efforts going on to get Jackie Robinson a chance in affiliated baseball, in the big leagues, in fact. And this was before he signed with the Brooklyn Dodgers. But there was a team that, under some public criticism for apparently trying not to do it, there was a tryout, a tryout window for Jackie Robinson and 2 other black players. And the team that was afforded that opportunity was accused of basically stalling before they ran out of time to hold the tryout because they didn't really want to do it. They finally did, but it was really more of a hello, how are you, and no thanks. Here's Greg Dykeman. First pitch swing, a swing and a miss. And that team was the Boston Red Sox. It's an interesting part of Jackie Robinson's road eventually, of course, to Brooklyn. But, yeah, he got a tryout with the Red Sox. 0-1 pitch, down and in for a ball, 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackie said they handled and they shagged some flies. They took some swings. The guy overseeing the tryout said, "You guys look like pretty good players. We'll see you later." Or not. 1-1 pitch down and in. Good backhanded stop by catcher Carson Taylor with the bases full. 2 balls and a strike. McGuire now at third. Goldberg is at second. Runs really well. Cooper Bowman at first. He runs extremely well. Greg Dykeman, the batter with a 2-1 count. Bases full, 2 out. Stretched by River Ryan. 2-1 pitch. Bounce foul. 2-2. Greg, left-handed hitter, he singled his first time up. Took an 0-2 pitch and lined a single into right center field. Tulsa 1, Rockhounds nothing, bases full, bottom half of the third, but there are 2 men down and a 2-2 count. Dykeman waits and Ryan now will step away. Give you a little on the other side of this break, just reading, of course, all sorts of stuff about Jackie Robinson today, and found a couple of things I did not know or even close to it. Here's the 2-2. Little check swing, didn't mean to, bounce it toward third base, handled by Vivas, he will throw, but the throw is wide, 1 run scores, 2 run score, might be 3, Bobby now is going to put on the stop sign, and holding a third is Cooper Bowman, the Rockhounds will grab the lead here, and that'll be a hit compounded by an error, so base hit compounded by an error. Boy, Greg Dykeman with a little chopper to third base, Vivas charged it, made the play, throw was wide. Shane McGuire scoring on the base hit for Greg Dykeman and Michael Goldberg scoring on the error initially. Well, Bobby had Cooper Bowman maybe coming all the way around, but he put on the stop sign and good breaks. So on the error to Vivas, the Rockhounds take the lead. 1 RBI for Greg Dykeman. He winds up at second, single and an error. The batter is Chase Calabrese, and now this becomes a big batter for River Ryan. With second and third and 2 men down, pitch to Chase, a strike at the knees, perfect pitch, and the count is 0-1. Craig Dykeman, just a little bouncer to third base, was on the infield grass or right at the edge of it when Vivas charged and made the play, but the throw was errant. Gets a Callaway bouncing ball foul wide of first base, so a quick 0-2 count to Chase. Hounds have two hits in the game. Greg Dykeman has them both in his fourth RBI of this young season. So Cooper Bowman on at third base, Greg Dykeman on at second. They both run real well. Greg Dykeman can still motor. Pitch just inside. Ryan thought he got him, and it was close. So the count, a ball and two strikes. Chase Callaway reaching on a fielder's choice his first time up. The Hounds have taken the lead 2-1. One ball, two strikes. Pitch to Chase. Swing and a miss. Boy, carved him up with a slider down and in. So Chase out on strikes. The inning is over, but the Rockhounds will grab the advantage in this game. Frustrating inning for River Ryan. He gave up just the infield single, but he walked two guys and hit one batter. And the Rockhounds will put a couple on the board. We'll give you totals through the first three coming up in a tinch more in the great Jackie Robinson Village Car Wash. Score of the game through three. Rockhounds 2, Tulsa 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
We have played three innings of Saturday night baseball. Rockhounds have taken a 2-1 advantage over the Tulsa Drillers. Tulsa got the game's first run, a one-out double by Jose Ramos to right field, and a two-out RBI flare single by Bryson Brigman. Put the Drillers on top, and the Rockhounds moment ago loading the bases on two walks and a hit batsman in an infield single compounded by an error. Greg Dykeman, little bouncer to third base, gets an RBI second run scoring on an error. And we go to the top of the fourth, and Josh Storrs takes down and away. Strikeout victim his first time up as Ryan Cusick back to work for the fourth inning. No activity in either bullpen, by the way. 1-0 pitch. Drops down low for a ball. It was a time, of course, that saying no activity in the bullpen in the top of the fourth inning of a 2-1 game would be kind of silly. But, of course, guys don't go all that deep, and we are very early in the season, too. Here's the 2-0. Bouncer to shortstop on two long hops. Edge of the grass for Max Schumann. Makes the play and the throw in time. One man down in the fourth inning. Here's Jose Ramos. And down to the count, 0-2 his first time. He got himself a one-ball, two-strike double to right field. Really ripped it. That turned into a run. Right-handed hitter. Totals through the first three. Tulsa, one run, two hits, and a costly error. 1-2-1. Rockhounds, two runs, two hits, one error. The error doing no damage early on. Cusick's fastball just up and in. Count goes one ball, no strikes. Jose Ramos, right-handed hitter, is now 9 for 13 in the series. Takes way low and outside for a ball, two balls, and no strikes. Fifth game of this six-gamer. Tulsa has clinched no worse than a split of this road set. Taking the last three games, they lead the series 3-1 with tonight and tomorrow afternoon. Still to be decided. Pitch high and away, ball three, 3-0 to Ramos. 1 o'clock will be our start time tomorrow. Pitching matchup. Oops, something got off the off the berm, or yep, off the berm down the left field side. So Chase Calabuig will do the cleanup work. Pitch clock, of course, probably. Yep, no effect on that. Can't help but gets off the grass berm from time to time. 3-0 pitch, down the middle, called strike. Throwing the bat away was Ramos. He will now go back and retrieve the baseball bat. Always a good idea just to take that extra split second and let the umpire make the call. So 3-1, Jose back in from the right side. Really waggles that bat with the hands held up high. Takes called strike two. Tosses the bat away again. Oh, man, you got to love human beings in baseball. Jose tossed that one away just a little bit further as well. So twice he has got to go over and retrieve that bat. Well, that stopped the pitch clock for a while. 3-2. Nobody on, one man down. Carson Taylor on deck for the Drillers. The 3-2 pitch, and he jammed it and he fouled it away. Did Ramos to the screen on the right side. Count stays 3-2. Mentioned the Rockhounds on the road next week. Springfield, Missouri. Have not been there since 2019. It's about time. And the Drillers heading home to One Oak Field. They will be home next Tuesday through Sunday. 3-2. Or just outside. And this time it's Shane McGuire who started the, or almost started the around the horn throw. Thought they had a strikeout. And instead, Ramos, after all of that, he thought he had a walk twice. Shane thought the Rockhounds had a strikeout. I started to write that down. And it is 4, and Ramos is on for the second time in this game. So 4 walks against 3 strikeouts now for Ryan Cusick. And here's Carson Taylor. Switch hitting catcher takes a strike at the knees inside corner. 0-1. Carson bounced out to second, his first time up. Actually turned out to be pretty big. He moved a runner to third base. I think the run would have scored anyway, but certainly did from third base. A bouncer on a couple of hops wide of first base. Logan Davidson will handle that in foul territory. 0-2 to Carson Taylor. Drillers 5-2. North Division has 3 teams with at least 5 wins. Arkansas is 6-1. Tulsa and Wichita both 5-2. Amarillo and Frisco 4-3 leading the South. 0-2 pitch. Way up high for a ball. 1-2. Amarillo took 2 out of 3 at Frisco to start the season. Frisco dropped the opener of their series at San Antonio. They have won 3 games in a row by a combined 22-1. Pop up, left side, foul ground with room, Jeremy Ironman, and he will glove it. Plenty of room to make the play. Carson Taylor fouls out. 1-2 here in the top of the 4th inning. And the batter will be Bryson Brigman, who drove in the Tulsa run with a flare single to left field.
Number 2, Bryson Brigman.
Top of the 4th in this one. 2-1 Rockhounds. Brigman, right-handed hitter. Pretty good a mane of hair. Go with that Dodger blue helmet. Chopper out towards second and charging hard. Good play by Cooper Bowman and makes the play just in time. Brigman is out and the walk will do no damage. No runs, no hits, 1 walk, no errors, and 1 man left on base. Now we have played 3.5. Our Village Car Wash score the ball game. Rockhounds 2-1.
The Texas Ford Dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities, including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com.
Your home. Our passion. Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Right-hander Carlo Reyes is on the pitch for Tulsa as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Logan Davidson will lead it off, switch hitter, so he will continue that here from the left side. River Ryan goes the first three. Logan leads it off, and Reyes delivers high and tight for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Logan Davidson, Jeremy Ironman, and Shane McGuire. Hounds lead by the score of 2-1 as Reyes cranks, delivers, and a fastball fouled straight back. One ball, one strike. Logan flew out to center fielder Andy Paez, his first time up. Reyes makes his third appearance. A swing and a fly ball foul left side, giving a long look to his third baseman, DeVos, but I think that ball will carry well out of play, 1-2. Carlo in two outings, an inning and a third. One hit, one run. It was earned. No walks in the strikeout. Right-hander's pitch to Davidson. Nub foul off the end of the bat count. Will stay a ball and two strikes. River Ryan will go three innings in this game. A couple of base hits. Both to Greg Dykeman. Here a swing and a miss as Logan chased one well off the outside part of the plate. And he'll talk to himself as he walks away. That time he really got fooled, just really chased it. And you can tell with the body English as he walks back to the dugout. So Reyes strikes out the first batter he faces here in the fourth. One man down, and here's Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy popped out to second base his first time up. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Takes up and in for ball one. A ball and no strikes. Two hits for River Ryan. Two runs. One earned. The other scoring on an error. Two walks and three strikeouts. And one hit batsman. And that did kind of come back to haunt. Swinging a foul back. And it's one ball, one strike. The run that he allowed, the two runs, only one being earned, but really just kind of his own doing. Two walks and a hit batsman, and then just a little chopper to third base turned into an infield single compounded by an error. Here's a swing and a drive to left field. If it's fair, it's gone. It is deep into the corner, fair or foul, and it is a fair ball that's gone. Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy Ironman was 0-for-19 about 7 seconds ago. To heck with that. Touch that dish, young man. Gone, solo home run. Boy, got that ball, I mean, into the stratosphere down the left field line. Boy, there was that time that ball was way, way high in the air, and the foul poles here are fairly short. So, man, everybody in the ballpark, from the dugouts to the stands to the press box watching, and the call made by crew chief Ty Krause, had got out of here. Pitch up and away to Shane McGuire for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Jeremy's first of the year. He has power in that bat for sure. And boy, if you're going to break an 0-for-19, that's a heck of a way to do it. Pitch outside for a ball. The count goes 2-0. Hounds lead 3-1 on the Ironman home run. Man, that has got to feel awfully good. I would have no idea what it feels like to hit a home run. Pitch high for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. And, you know, for Jeremy, his last two seasons, both of them spent here, he's missed not quite half, but close to half the season with injury each time. Pitch a strike, and it's 3-1. So, well, you know, there has been some frustration, and you come here in 2023 and just can't buy a hit to start things. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That's just high ball four, so Shane McGuire draws his second straight walk. Carlo Reyes struggling a bit. And the batter, Michael Goldberg, hit by a pitch and scored a run in the third inning. The Reyes will regroup. Carlo from Boca Chica in the Dominican Republic. Swing ground ball out towards shortstop. Here's Leonard, the second for one. The pivot, the throw, not going to be anywhere near in time. Good hustle. Goldberg runs really well. Fielder's choice. 6-4 goes the put out. McGuire is retired at second base. One on and two out. Top of the order, and here's Max Schumann. River Ryan was tough on Max. He faced him twice, struck him out both times, once looking and once swinging. Big deep breath, the signature setup as he steps into the dish. Max, right-handed hitter, the shortstop. Pitch from Reyes, high strike on the outside half, and it's 0-1. One on and two men down, one run in. Field entirely in shadows now. Boy, the breeze very, very gentle. Unusual for West Texas, but welcome. Pitch right down the chute, called strike two. Max is the designated get-picked-on guy, I guess, in this ball game. 0-2 count. Goldberg is the base runner. Not a huge lead. Pitch to Max, a swing and a miss. And boy, he is out on three pitches and a frustrating night at the plate tonight for the Rockhound shortstop. He is 0-3, all on strikes. But Jeremy Eierman gets one out of the ballpark. Solo home run as he gets his first hit of this season, and a nice way to get it. After four complete, Village Car Wash score of our game now reads the Rockhounds 3 and Tulsa 1.
The Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it is.
But don't always have the time for shopping at HEB? Try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top half of the fifth, and Ryan Cusick remains on the mound for the Rockhounds. Takes to the mound with him. A 3-1 advantage. Last run coming on the solo home run by third baseman Jeremy Eierman, who now delivers the baseball to Ryan after he round the horn. For Tulsa, Cody Hosey will lead it off, then up to the top of the order for Tulsa, with Eddie's Leonard and Norbert Vivas. Mentioning on our Hilliard Office Solutions trivia, just always love reading about Jackie Robinson, and of course today a good day to do it. First pitch, line drive into right center field, little inside out swing, and Hosey ripped that ball, line drive, base hit for the Tulsa leadoff batter. Cody Hosey, 1-for-2. Third base hit for the Drillers, and that will bring the tying run to the plate. Eddie's Leonard, the shortstop, top of the order. Norbert Vivas and Andy Paez to follow. Cusick comes set, hands at the belt. Third baseman Eierman, even with the bag, pitch just outside, maybe a bit high to Leonard for ball one. Eddie's with a swinging bunt handled by catcher Shane McGuire, a 2-3 put out in the first inning, walked in the third. Eddie's right-handed hitter, a one-time 40-man roster member of the Dodgers, takes outside for a ball, 2-0. You mentioned for Eddie's Leonard and Imanol Vargas, the pandemic year really cost them in terms of development, kind of slowed things down. There's a swing and a miss, and the count goes 2-1 to the right-hand hitter. Drillers wearing road grays trimmed in Dodger blue, and they are really Dodger-style uniforms. They have that classic on TV numbers, the red uniform number on the left side of the jersey. A pitch just high for ball three, 3-1, one on and nobody down. Of course, instead of Dodgers, you have drillers in the script across the chest, and then the red numeral on the front, blue numbers on the back. Very cool. Love that traditional stuff. 3-1 pitch. Called strike. Just got there. Backup pitch. Count goes 3-2. Leonard, right-handed hitter against the right-hander Ryan Cusick. Activity now beginning in the Rockhounds bullpen. Right-hander up and throwing. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased the pitch maybe a little bit away. The breaking pitch. Ryan Cusick comes back with a strikeout. Four strikeouts. He's walked four batters as well. And here comes Bobby, and that indeed one would think would be it for Ryan. At 55 pitches coming into the inning. So, yep, the Rockhounds will make the move. But 4 1/3 for the Rockhounds starter. Gives up three base hits to Ryan. One run it was earned, and as mentioned, four walks, four whiffs. Get a nice round of applause. He has been, I would think, very solid, a good way to put it, to start this season. Will be the pitcher of record in this game. Mentioned against Northwest Arkansas, went 3 2/3. Gave up only one hit, four walks, and five strikeouts. In this game, goes 4 1/3, so he's gone 8 innings, 4 hits. He has walked 8 batters, but he struck out 9, so again, the walk total, the one you kind of circle, he was over a hit per inning last year with Ryan, but not by a bunch. It was really the bases on balls, and that's still a bit of an issue here. But he is solid, gives up one run, and is responsible for the man on base. So the Hounds are going to the bullpen here, and the batter will be Yorbit Bivas, with Andy Pias waiting on deck. Bivas in this game has walked, stolen a base, and struck out. And Charles Hall will get the baseball in the top half of the fifth inning in relief of Ryan Cusick. Jackie Robinson, of course, this is Jackie Robinson Day, and there's really some cool stuff. You know that his path eventually to really the history, not just to the Dodgers, but it wound through Brooklyn, Branch Rickey, the Brooklyn Dodgers. But after serving in the U.S. Army, Jackie, who was an amazing athlete, found himself coaching basketball here in Texas at Samuel Houston College, that is now Houston Tillotson University in Austin. Here's Yorbit Bivas now, one on, one out. Hall comes set. Charles' first pitch just outside for a ball, 1-0. Struggled a little bit in his last outing, and boy, after what we saw last year from this right-hander, that was a little bit surprising. Cody Hosey, average lead at first base. Bivas waits from the left side, swings and misses. Pitch with some sink on it, one ball and one strike. Charles becomes the pitcher of record for the Rockhounds coming on here in the fifth inning. One ball, one strike, stretch, kick and pitch, and that'll drop down and in. Ball two, two balls, one strike. There was an effort when Jackie was in this state again after getting out of the Army, and he was coaching basketball in Austin. Here's the 2-1 pitch and a swing and a miss, 2-2. And he got a chance, and there are about four different versions of how the opportunity arose, but he got a chance to play for the Kansas City Monarchs of the Negro League, a legendary team and an amazingly talented team. And what Jackie liked about it was they paid $400 a month, and that was more than he was earning as a coach. The pitch, a foul straight back. It's 2-2. And this is around that same time that Boston had the so-called tryout for Jackie and two other players. A tryout with a lack of sincerity, basically. But Jackie did find his way to the Kansas City Monarchs, and therein really lies history. Here's the 2-2. Ball hit high and near to right field. If it's fair, it is gone. Looking down the right field line, here comes the call from Ty Krause. It is a fair ball, and it is gone. And we are tied just that quickly. Yorbet Vivas high drive down the right field line. Very similar, not quite as high as the ball that Jeremy Ironman hit. But again, same thing. The weight, it is deemed fair, and this game is tied. Vivas with his first home run of the year drives in his fifth and sixth runs in the score ahead of Miss Hosey. And this is a tie game. Well, you knew when that ball jumped off the bat, the crack of the bat really kind of gave that away. That ball had a chance. Close down the line. And now here's Andy Páez. Boy, not the guy you want to face. Takes a called strike here in the inside corner, 0-1. Andy, right-handed hitter, has flown to left and walked in two trips. So he's on base 16 out of 22 in the series. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, fouled back, count is 0-2. But the Drillers come back to tie it. Each team with a long ball here. Still one down in the inning, so Emanuel Vargas, the cleanup batter, will get to the plate in this inning as well. Pitch to Páez, and that's ripped left side, base hit. Well, a guy has got a pretty swing, and that was an 0-2 pitch, and Charles will talk to himself. Base hit, left field, Andy Páez, crazy good in this series. Guy has been to the plate. Let's kind of do it the reverse look at it. Andy Páez has come to the plate 23 times in this series. He has been retired 6 of the 23. Now Vargas, one on, one out. Pitch by Hall. Ball swung on and missed. Ran it in on him, 0-1. Jackie Robinson was a guy who was a multi-sport athlete. He was really considered primarily or ultimately a football player in terms of what he did best, pitch down low for a ball. Records are a little fuzzy, but rumor was that at UCLA he hit 097 for the Bruins baseball team. But he was a track star, played golf, played tennis. Really good tennis player. Pitch a called strike, and it's 1-2. But as good as he was, he might not even have been able to get a job with the Kansas City Monarchs had World War II not been at that time being waged. Throw to first base, back goes the runner, and several high-profile members, including our great friend, the late, great Buck O'Neill, were away from the Kansas City Monarchs, so there were spots open. Jackie got one of them, and he was signed from there. That's where he really got a chance to first play big-time baseball. Runner dances, pitch is thrown, high and away for a ball, 2-2. He only played in 34 games with Kansas City in the Negro Leagues. But, of course, there were a lot of folks on his side, the great writer Wendell Smith among them. Here's the 2-2. That ball is fouled away, two balls, two strikes. And again, it was the Kansas City Monarchs that really gave Jackie a chance to show his skills. Again, just times being what they were, he was able to get that opportunity, and eventually, of course, there's a throw to first, and that ball will dribble away. Runner will not move up. Andy Páez almost, it looked like he got off the bag a little bit. He was kind of scrambling back. I don't know if that's quite fair, but the throw was relatively close, but it was not right on the money. Dribbled away from Logan Davidson, but not far enough for Andy to move up. Páez has a couple of steals on the season. He has a huge lead, and he is, boy, way off the bag, and Charles didn't see him. Boy, he was, way off the bag, and I think that's going to result, in a balk. Well, isn't that something? We're talking about Jackie Robinson, and he was a guy who was so active on the base paths, very similar to that. I mean, dancing all over the place, distracting the pitcher. Of course, he was a brilliant base stealer. And Páez gets himself into scoring position. The pitch just low and away to Vargas. Tough pitch to take. He did, and it's ball 3-2. tie-breaking run in scoring position, one out in the top of the fifth, a three-all tie forged moments ago by the Yorbit Vivas two-run home run. Here's the 3-2 pitch and a foul at the plate. Solo home run for Jeremy Ironman, last of the fourth, gave the Rockhounds a 3-1 advantage. Vivas ties it with a two-run home run. Ironman just inside the left field foul pole, and Vivas just inside the pole on the right side. 3-2 pitch. Just outside, ball four, two men on with one man down. And here's Josh Stowers. Well, he is way overdue for this series. He's 0 for 2. He's still 9 for 17 in this set. Sky now a evening gray blue. And a little bit of breeze. The Stars and Stripes fully unfurled, but not tugging at the riggings, just fairly gently unfurled tonight. Really comfortable night at the ballpark. Unless you're on the mound right now, pitch a swing and a bouncing ball foul well wide of third base. Josh Stowers over the top of that one, 0-1. Josh 0-2 in this game, so boy, tell me it isn't early in the season. He was hitting 500 when the game started. He's now hitting 450 after going 0-2. 2-1, one out, set by Charles Hall. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air to left field. Going back is Chase Calabwig. Does he have room? I think he does, yes. At the edge of the track, makes the catch. Lead runner tags Paez, coming for third base. He will steam in there. So first and third with two men down. Rockhounds wondered if he might have gone too early. Cooper Bowman, baseball in his glove, steps on the bag at second, but nope. So Paez advances. Stowers sends one to the base of the track in deep left field. Two men down, first and third. The batter is Jose Ramos, who has doubled and scored and walked in two trips in the game. Ramos, right-handed hitter, and starts with those hands way up high, really waggles that bat, takes a backup pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Of course, every hitter probably just a pinch different from everybody else. But, boy, how those guys, some of them, as Jose does, rocks that bat, really turns those wrists and those hands way up high. How you get that through the zone, I have no idea, but he does. A one pitch inside for a ball, one ball, one strike. Jose, right-handed hitter with Vargas at first, Paez at third. The game now tied. Runners at the corners and two out here, top of the fifth inning. Ball comes set, 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, good breaking pitch away. Well, actually, you know, that was 91 when it had movement on it. Ended up well down and away. Wasn't off speed, but it moved the bunch. One ball and two strikes. Right-hander comes set, one ball, two-strike pitch, swung on and missed. Comes back with an off-speed pitch and gets out of the inning. But the two-run home run by Yorbit Vivas has tied this ball game. For the Drillers, it's two runs on three base hits, a walk in the mix, no errors, and two men are left on base. Nope, we are midway through this ball game, middle of the fifth at Momentum Bank Ballpark, game five of a six-game series. Village Car Wash score now reads the Rockhounds 3 and the Tulsa Drillers 3.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. I'm on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Lawrence Butler leads it off. Tie ball game, bottom half of the fifth inning. Carlo Reyes delivers just low for ball one. Lawrence, then Cooper Bowman and Greg Dykeman face the right-hander. Reyes, of course, now is the pitcher of record for the Drillers. The 1-0 pitch from the right-hander drops low, ball two. Against starter River Ryan, Lawrence Butler 0 for 2, a couple of fly balls to pretty well straightaway and not deep left field. The 2-0. Bounced it foul toward an end. It was undug. And boy, nice left-handed catch. Who made that play? Number is blocked from my view. Two balls and one strike. Little top step grab right there from the dugout. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Chopped out towards short. Charging is Leonard. Makes the play right in front of the bag at second. Throws to first for the out. Lawrence bouncing out here in the fifth inning. Underway, Cooper Bowman will be the batter. Cooper 0 for 1. He has flown to right field and walked in this game. Playing even with the bag is Norbert Vivas, the third baseman, in case Cooper drops one down, and instead he's hit by a pitch. So he'll fling the bat away, and that didn't feel good. But he is on base. Mention now, Cooper had four steals against Northwest Arkansas. Rockhounds ran a bunch in that three-game series. They do not have a steal or an attempt in the set here with Tulsa. So let's see if that changes here. One on, one out, three all tied, bottom half of the fifth inning. By the way, a bit earlier as we get a visit to the mound here from Carson Taylor, Tulsa catcher. Northwest Arkansas defeated Wichita 12-3, 19 hits for Northwest Arkansas in that game. They beat Wichita 12-3 the final. They are rained out, or at least in clement weather, in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Oh, Mother Nature, that's awful. Saturday night, first Saturday night of the year at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. They get rained out or weathered out anyway. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow, Springfield in Arkansas. Now Greg Dykeman takes fastball high for ball one, 1-0. Real quick, like San Antonio leads Frisco 2-1. Hello, how are you? Top of the sixth. Well, that's a different game than they've had the last three nights. And Amarillo leads Corpus Christi 2-0 in the sixth at Hodgetown. Runner goes. Pitch is taken up and away. Here's the throw. And Cooper Bowman has himself a stolen base. Just kind of thought he might be going. That is number five for Cooper. He is 5-for-5 on the season. And that puts the go-ahead run in scoring position with a 2-0 count to Greg Dykeman. Of course, steals are up with the new rules and regulations in Major League Baseball. The bases are a little bigger, and of course that can make a difference. They're 3 inches bigger than they used to be. Pitch up, high ball, 3-0. But I think probably more than that, the limit on the number of throws to first base. But in any event, Cooper Bowman, who was a really good thief last year, I mean that nicely, pitch up high, ball four, so Dykeman draws a walk. Greg Dykeman has been on base all three times in this game. Two singles, a ribby, and now a walk. So two on, one out. Here is Chase Calabuig. Chase 0 for 2.
Left fielder, Chase Calabuig.
And that is going to bring Scott Hennessy out of the dugout. Hasn't made the indication yet. We'll see if he does. Scott making the slow walk, and yep, now he will indicate that that will be it for Carlo Reyes. So Carlo will go an inning and a third. He gives up one base hit, one run it was earned, two walks, two strikeouts, and one hit batsman. And it will be first and second with one man out here in the bottom half of the fifth inning play as the Drillers will go to the bullpen. Well, quick notes about that scoreboard. Boy, 2-0 in the sixth inning in Hodgetown. That does not happen very often. It's kind of like we don't have a whole lot of wind blowing here tonight. That did not happen very often. Amarillo's ballpark is a haven for offense, but not tonight. 2-0. Todd Boodles leading the Corpus Christi Hooks. In that game in San Antonio, the Mission's leading Frisco by a 2-1 count. That's more runs in the first half of the game tonight for the San Antonio Missions than they have scored in the last three games combined. They have been outscored by Frisco 22-1 Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday games. They lead 2-1. That game is in the top half of the sixth inning. So the Drillers go to the bullpen here. And Trevor Betancourt, who had his struggles the other night, will come on here. Trevor right-hander on in relief of Carlo Reyes. Betancourt will face Chase Calaboy, left-handed hitter. With 2-1 and one out. And both guys run very well. Cooper Bowman on at second. Greg Dykeman on at first base. Our Astound Broadband Road to the Show. This is really something. A young man, well, we didn't get to see him here. He pitched for the Rockhounds one time and was promptly promoted to Las Vegas. Is Mason Miller, top five prospect for the A's. If you wonder if he was rushed to AAA, I'll give you his line from last night, and the answer is nope, he was not rushed. He was absolutely stunning in last night's game. Here is Chase Calaboy. Two on, one out, set by Betancourt. Pitch swung on, bounced foul, 0-1. Last night, pitching for the Las Vegas Aviators, Mason Miller pitched five innings, faced 16 batters, one over the minimum. No runs, no hits, no walks, 11 strikeouts, and 23 pitches of 100 miles an hour or more. That's impressive. Here's the 0-1. Breaking pitch, got there, inside corner, perfect pitch by Betancourt, quick 0-2 count to Chase. Man. Well, sorry you didn't get a chance to see him here at Rocky Town, but Bobby kind of laughed. I was talking to Bobby yesterday and kind of chuckled. He said, yeah, I thought we might have him for more than one game. Here's the 0-2, and that drops to the dirt for the breaking ball to count 1-2 from Betancourt. Well, and of course, the A's, it's going to be a struggle. You just know that. If you're a fan of the Major League parent club, it's going to be a long season, a lot of people think. 17 walks yesterday. How about that? 17 walks issued by the A's pitching staff. Whoa, that is rough. 1-2. We have time called or pitch clock violation. Pitch clock violation, and it's going to go on the pitcher. So a two-ball, two-strike count. And about one a game, something like that. So 2-2. Chase swings the bat around one time as he sets up, rocks it a little bit, hands just above that left shoulder, waits 2-2, down and in, ball three, full count now, 3-2. For Mason Miller, the only question is, again, staying healthy. He has battled some injury, but boy, he is. Not only does he throw hard, I only watched on the Bally Live broadcast, the MILB TV broadcast, but boy, he is smooth and he is impressive. Here's the 3-2, hard hit ball to first base, and it's going to be backhanded, going to second base for one, relay throw, and ball got loose. So no double play. Chase Calaboy reaches on a fielder's choice. So 3-6 the put out with Greg Dykeman out at second base. Advancing to third is Cooper Bowman. But there are two down in the inning. Here's Logan Davidson. Boy, would Logan love to, as his three-year partner now, three-year teammate with the Rockhounds, Jeremy Ironman, did just a few moments ago, busting out with Jeremy with a solo home run. Logan with first and third here, two men down, and he would love to come through. Logan 2-for-20 on the season to start things. Pitch to him, got there, inside edge of the knees, tough pitch, 0-1. Flew out to center field in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. Cooper Bowman, the leadoff third base,
Chase Calabwig off first. Drillers narrowly missing an inning-ending double play. 0-1 set. Bowman bluffs at third. Pitch down and in. Good stop by catcher Carson Taylor. Keeps this game tied, does the Drillers catcher. Just like Shane McGuire did multiple times last night, saving runs. In this case, though, this is a tie game. So Trevor Betancourt now with a 1-1 count. 6 feet, 195, San Jose, California is his home. 1-1 set. Pitch to Logan and a chopper over toward first base. And taking it himself to the bag is Vargas, and the inning will come to an end. So Rockhounds threaten but come up empty. No runs or hits. A walk and a hit batsman, and two men are left on base. So we have played five, and we've got ourselves a tie ball game here on Saturday night, fireworks night at the ballpark. Through five, Village Car Wash score, a 3-3 tie.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Brand new ball game after five innings tonight. The sky continues to darken, just a little bit of breeze. Rockhounds and Drillers all tied up at three apiece. Through five, Tulsa has 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, 3-5-1. Rockhounds, 3 runs, 3 hits, and 1 error. Each team with a home run. Jeremy Ironman's first of the year is solo for the Rockhounds. And a 2-run game-tying home run for Norbert Vivas for the Drillers. Jeremy in the bottom half of the fourth inning, and Vivas in the top of the fifth for Tulsa. Bottom third of the Drillers order, Carson Taylor, Bryson Brigman, and Cody Hosey will be the three. Charles Hall back to work. Gave up the home run to Vivas when he relieved Ryan Cusick. And Ryan, 4 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs both earned, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. Hall delivers just low, maybe down and in a little bit to Carson Taylor. Carson has bounced to second and fouled out the third baseman, Jeremy Ironman. Hall comes set from the letters, delivers just off the outside corner. 2 balls, no strikes. Charles Hall making his third appearance, and it's been a struggle for him this year so far. And again, very, very small sample size. 2-0 pitch, right down the middle, called strike. But as good as he was so much of last season, looks a bit odd to say, a 9 ERA. 2 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, no strikeouts coming in. Here's a swing and a miss, and the count evens up at 2-2. And he has given up a run on 2 base hits in this game, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. All of that in 2/3 of an inning. Taylor waits, switch hitter from the left side, takes just outside, ball 3. Count full, 3-2 to the Drillers catcher. Carson 1-for-10. Sharing catching duties with Diego Cartaya, the high prospect. Here's the 3-2. Just high and away, ball 4, so leadoff walk here in the 6th. And Tulsa will put a potential go-ahead run on base. San Antonio now extending its lead over Frisco 3-1. San Antonio took one game, it wasn't one game, yep, from the Drillers. And I understand from information I've received, San Antonio kind of a veteran mix of players. Pitch high and away to Bryson Brigman. Of course, San Diego is the parent club of the San Antonio Missions, and
Well, we know how active the Padres have been in the free agent and trade market. 1-0 pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-0. My goodness, that payroll and some of those contracts. Boy, astounding stuff. Going to get a visit, I think, to the mound. Here comes Chris Smith. So if what I'm hearing is correct, and again, I do believe it is because I'm trusting the folks I'm hearing from for the San Antonio Missions, some free agent kind of guys, a little bit of an older group. But they are up off the deck in this one. They now lead Frisco 4-1. But the Rough Riders look awfully good. Tulsa looks really good. Wichita does again, although they were thwacked in this game today at home against Northwest Arkansas, 12-3. And, of course, it's all early on, and we know for certain the casts of characters will change. 2-0 pitch. Drops to the dirt. Ball 3. So Brigman, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI single, has a 3-0 count here. Cody Hosey is on deck, then back to the top of the order. Top of the sixth and a 3-all tie, one on and nobody out. Brigman rocking those hands about letter high, takes up and in a 4-pitch walk. So back-to-back bases on balls. And that will make folks grumpy. We got a terrific crowd going here tonight. This will take attendance for the opening homestand of the season well over 20,000. Man, just almost all parts of this ballpark have a good bunch of folks in them tonight. Fireworks to follow the game. Paul's pitch bends over the outside edge of the knees, called strike to Hosey. Cody 1-for-2. He lined a single in the first pitch of the top of the fifth inning, later scored on the Yorbit Vivas home run. Right-handed hitter is Hosey. Wait, swings, loops one into left field. Coming on is Calabuigi. Will make the catch down around the knees. Throws behind the runner. And did they get him? Nope, the ball got loose. Very nearly double play. Carson Taylor got a little ways off the bag. The throw, and it would have been a bang-bang call, but the throw did glance off the glove. So fly ball to left. Good play by Chase. One man down. Top of the order. Here's Eddie's Leonard now, the shortstop. 0-for-2 plus a walk. Hounds will get some stirring in the bullpen, and yep, there is activity now behind Charles. 2-on-1-out, 3-all tie. Leonard, the batter from the right side, takes down and away, backhanded by Shane McGuire. 1-ball and no strikes. Charles Hall makes his home in Virginia, 28-year-old right-hander. 1-0 pitch, and that ball hit in the air to left field. Going back is Calabuig. Does he have room? He does. Catch made. Runners will hold. Two men down. So Leonard flies out fairly straight away left field, relatively deep, but no damage done there. And now here is Yorbit Vivas. Now Vivas is homered in this game, and the guy on deck is Andy Paez. And, well, he's been a guy the Hounds have barely gotten out at all. So, big batter or two right here for Charles Hall, trying to get out of the sixth inning after back-to-back walks to open the inning. Vivas has walked, struck out, stole a base along the way, and a two-run home run. Backdoor pitch. Went just wide. Felix Neon kind of gave it that little, just that little turn. He wondered if he was maybe going to call that a strike. It just missed low and away. 1-ball, no strikes. Vivas, left-handed hitter. Pitch from Hall. Fastball low and away. Ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Yorbit, who makes his home in Puerto Cabello, Venezuela. Left-handed hitter to Waits takes down low. Ball 3. And boy, you do not want to offer up a walk here with Andy Paez waiting on deck. Vivas, of course, obviously dangerous enough on his own. So now a 3-0 count. The book, I would think, would say he's taking all the way here, but book isn't always in effect. 3-0, won't matter, outside, ball 4. So 3 walks in the inning for Charles Hall, and now it's Andy Paez. So here is a spot that you do not want to be visiting. bases are full. Páez will be the batter. Oh, my goodness. I was wondering if Bobby was going to come out, and he is. You sure you want to be a relief pitcher? Hounds will go to the bullpen with one of the most dangerous hitters in minor league baseball coming to the plate with the bases loaded in a tie game. And Charles Hall continues to still try to find his way here in 2023. One would think it will come around. He was so very good a year ago, but it's going to be Páez with the bases loaded. And that's kind of tough anyway. I mean, he is a very high prospect, terrific hitter. But Andy Páez, he is 7 for 13 in the series, on base 17 out of 23 times. So he has been absolutely off the charts good in this series, and he will be the batter in a tie game of the bases full. And I believe Jaciel De La Cruz will get the call here to face Páez in the sixth inning. Teams will face off tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. That'll be Family Sunday. Check today's Midland Reporter Telegram. There is a coupon that will get you 5 tickets for just $25. And that will wrap up this homestand. So Jaciel De La Cruz will come on to pitch. Boy, welcome to bullpen work. So Jaciel will face the right-handed hitting center fielder. Bases juiced. Into his numbers on this season, De La Cruz will make his third appearance. He's gone 2 1/3 innings. Bases on balls have hurt him, as has one home run allowed already on this year. 2 1/3, one hit, but 3 runs, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Andy Páez flew out to left field in the first inning. He walked in the third, singled in the fifth, and he is up with the bases full in a 3-3 tie. De La Cruz from the belt, right-hander delivers, bends it over the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Breaking pitch got the outside half of the plate. Páez sets up with that stance slightly open. Runners there leads the 0-1 set. De La Cruz's pitch down low. Ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. All 3 base runners with bases on balls. Taylor is at third. Brigman is at second. Vivas at first. 1-1 set. De La Cruz pitch down low. Ball 2. Tough situation anyway, but especially given the hitter, this is really dicey territory. He is now behind in the count. Andy Páez, 2 home runs last night, his first 2 of this season. He has produced excellent power numbers throughout his still fairly young pro career. Native of Havana, Cuba. De La Cruz set, 2 balls, 1 strike, bases full. Here's his stretch and pitch, and Páez rips it left field toward the line. That will sink. That will drop. That's going to score at least 2. They're going to hold the runners from there, and the throw will go to second. 2-run single. Páez delivers again, and it is 5-3 Tulsa. Andy Páez, absolute. They may not convince him to leave when the game's over tomorrow. Base hit brings home Taylor, brings home Brigman. Both of those runs go to Charles Hall. Vivas stopping at third base. And Páez sending that down the line. I'm going to see what he will be credited with here. I was kind of watching the throw more than Andy and his advancement pitched by De La Cruz, a called strike to Imanol Vargas, 0-1. Second and third of the runners. Páez has now driven in 10 runs in this series. And we've told you his overall number is just ridiculous for getting on base. The 0-1 pitch, and that gets away and back to the screen, and a run will score. I think it was in the dirt. Looked like it, but we'll see. Steve will call that with no indication yet, but it is now 6-3. It will be a wild pitch. So wild pitch in the dirt. Vivas comes across to score. Paez advances to third. Boy, and that run goes to Charles Hall, so he will give up four runs. And all three inherited runners score for Dela Cruz. 1-1 to Vargas. Takes up and in for a ball. Make it a 2-1 count. Yep, Rockhounds at one point led 3-1, but Tulsa breaking the tie here. They've scored five unanswered runs. Two balls, one strike. It's just inside. Ball three. 3-1. Vargas has struck out. He lined out into a double play on a well-hit ball to second base in the third inning, and he also walked that in the fifth. Left-handed hitter is Justiel Dela Cruz, swinging the fly ball left field toward the corner. It's going to do damage. This might get out of this ballpark, and that is out of here into the bullpen. Two-run home run. Vargas goes the opposite way, line drive into the left field bullpen. That corner's been busy in this series, busier than we usually see, and the Drillers now, again, really taking command. Vargas with a two-run home run, and boy, Dela Cruz has struggled. And here is Josh Stowers. And that run, both of those runs going against Dela Cruz. Pitch down and away for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Well, Josh Stowers, tell you how good he's been in this series. He's 0-3, and he's 9-18, sitting .500 in the series. He's 0-3 tonight. Big swing and a miss here, and it's one ball, one strike. Two out in the inning, but this is the eighth batter up, and Tulsa has put a five spot on the board in the inning. They now lead 8-3. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air, right field, not deep. Michael Goldberg comes in. He will reach up, make the catch. Inning is over. But a rough inning, and again, we said, bases loaded. You're facing Andy Paez, and that is a tough, tough task. A two-run base hit for Paez, a two-run home run from Vargas, a wild pitch in the mix as well, allowing a run to score. So to the bottom half of the sixth they go, but boy, this ball game has taken a big old left turn. Village Car Wash score, Tulsa 8, the Rockhounds 3.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Tulsa leads this ball game by the score of 8-3. And again, that is seven unanswered. Well, they can put them up in a hurry, can the Drillers? Be curious to see how long Andy Paez is with Tulsa. Tremendous prospect who was with the Drillers a year ago, and he has just been absolutely unstoppable in this series. Bottom third of the order in the bottom half of the sixth inning, Jeremy Ironman, Shane McGuire, and Michael Goldberg, who face Trevor Betancourt, who is now the pitcher of record, and happily so. Finds himself up with a five-run lead in relief and is now the man responsible for the ball game. Delivers outside to Jeremy. Ironman is 1-for-2. Popped out to second and got the ball out of the ballpark down the left field line for a solo home run in the fourth. 1-0, hard hit ball at third. It's deflected off the glove of the third baseman. Vivas retrieved by the shortstop. Leonard throws him out. That goes 5-6-3, and that was tremendous. Boy, part of that is the alertness and the athleticism. Ball was a rocket. DeVos deflected it. Leonard retrieved it and threw just in time. 5-6-3. Tremendous play by Leonard. Here's Shane McGuire. Takes a called strike at the knees, 0-1. Shane without an official trip to the plate. He's walked twice and scored. Left-handed hitter, so Leonard, the guy who just made that terrific play, shades up the middle here. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-1. I am puzzled by the online box, which has one of Charles Hall's runs unearned. I don't think that's possible, but boy, rough night certainly for the bullpen all around. Called strike of the knees, the count goes 1-2. There was one pass ball in this game, but that was earlier, and I don't think that would have mattered at all. Obviously not with a home run bringing in the last two. Pitch down and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Not a rough start to 2023 for a guy who was really so very good a season ago. Boy, baseball will keep you humble, that's for sure. 2-2 count. Pitch to Shane. Swing and a miss. So it is two down in the inning, thanks to a brilliant defensive play and a whiff for Trevor Betancourt, his first since coming on. And Michael Goldberg is the batter, 0-1. He was hit by a pitch in the third, but eventually scored a run. That one was on an error. Pitch misses here, ball one, one ball, no strikes. That was against starter River Ryan back in the third inning. Right-handed hitter is Michael. The 1-0 pitch takes down and away for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Top of the order, Max Schumann waiting on deck. Here's the two ball, no strike pitch. Fouled straight back. Michael had a pretty good rip and just fouled that straight back to the screen. As mentioned, tomorrow afternoon we'll have a rematch of the opening night starting pitchers, and my goodness, Emmett Sheehan has been as good as anybody in the Texas League early on. Has struck out 17 batters in 9 innings. 2-1, swing and a miss, 2-2. And Royber Salinas will go for the Rockhounds. Had a rough start against the Drillers on opening night, but he's a high prospect. A lot of talent. 2-2 pitch. Ball hit foul. Third base side onto the screen. Still two balls, two strikes. Start time 1 o'clock. The buses will be pulling out from both clubhouses after baseball tomorrow. Rockhounds on their way to Springfield, Missouri, and Tulsa heading home. Drillers have already clinched no worse than a split of this series, and they are well on their way to perhaps a fourth consecutive victory. 2-2, now way in on it, and Michael kind of fought that off, turned on it, and launched a foul ball, way foul in the left field side of the ballpark and beyond. Nobody on, two out in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Hounds 3-1 lead is it's in the rearview mirror now. Two balls, two strikes. Backup pitch, and again, kind of fought it off again, did Michael, so he's fouled off 3 2-strike pitches. Here's Trevor Betancourt. Michael, of course, missed a lot of last year due to injury. Guy with good speed, really good defender. 2-2 pitch up and in for a ball. The count goes full now, 3-2. He's looking to get a chance to get a little more playing time here in 2023. Boy, at times has been spectacular, and April has been a good month for Michael. And not this time. Swing and a miss. Backup pitch on a breaking pitch. Got him. So pretty good battle, but that battle won by Betancourt, who strikes out The Rockhounds right fielder to end the inning. So for the second time on this night, Rockhounds go in order, 1-2-3. And we are heading to the seventh. Well, if we need a smile, by the way, and if you're a Rockhounds fan, you probably do right now. I missed an event in minor league baseball history, and it was actually on yesterday's tape. I want to share it with you when we come back. It's a home run that traveled about 200 miles. Well, yeah, it kind of did, actually. We'll go to the seventh. Phillies Car Wash score. Drillers 8, Rockhounds 3.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway, too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get 5 tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
And we hope to see you tomorrow for Family Sunday as we go here to the top of the seventh, and Jose Ramos leads it off. First pitch swing. He hits one high and deep left center field, but Butler's got room, and Lawrence will track it down. And Jose really jumped on that first pitch, drove it pretty well, but it didn't have enough steam to do any damage. And by the way, right now it's just absolutely no breeze whatsoever. Wow, breeze has gone away. It's a fireworks night, so that part's a good deal. And here is Carson Taylor. He's the catcher. Tell you about something happened on yesterday's date. A long time ago. It's goofy stuff that I got a kick out of, and I realized I had it on the note card yesterday. Called strike to Carson Taylor. It's 0-1. Game that was played in the International League in 1982, and they tell the tale of the home run that traveled 200 miles. Not feet. Pitch to Carson. Down and in from De La Cruz. One ball, one strike. It's a ball game in Charleston, West Virginia, between the Toledo Mud Hens, a name that has withstood the test of time, and the Charleston Charlies, not around anymore. I think one ball and two strikes. The way tonight is gone, I will take nothing for granted. They were playing at Watt Powell Park in Charleston, West Virginia, International League game, and Randy Bush was pinch hitting for Toledo for the Mud Hens. Here's the 2-1. Ball on two hops towards short. Going to be cutting actually in front of Jeremy Ironman will make the play. Third baseman cutting in front of shortstop Max Schumann to make the play. And two men down here at the top of the seventh. Randy Bush was a Twins farmhand, and he really wasn't known for power, but he hit a home run at Charleston. And the ballpark is really kind of cool. Watt Powell Park was built with a railroad line just beyond the ballpark. And Randy Bush hit a home run, a swing and a miss by Bryson Brigman, 0-1. Hit a home run that cleared the wall, outfield wall, and landed basically where the train tracks were. And at the time, the train tracks were occupied by a freight train with freight cars, open freight cars in the back. Here's the 0-1. Fouled straight back, so too. And Randy Bush's home run landed in one of the railroad cars. And the train kept rolling and eventually stopped some 200 miles down the line with Randy Bush's home run ball ensconced in a freight car. A little punch shot in the shallow center off base hit. Good piece of hitting by Brigman. He's had a really good series. He's 2-for-3 with a walk in this game. And again, he is here only because of an injury, and that's unfortunate for sure, but he has really taken advantage of it. He's 2-for-3 in this game. He is 5-for-9 in the series. That was an 0-2 pitch, and Brigman really just a three-quarter swing, almost just a volley type of thing, and soft line drive, base hit center field. Here's Cody Hosey, one on, two out. Swings at the first pitch, chops it foul, 0-1. The train, and it makes sense for that part of the country, according to nationalpastime.com, it was a coal train, a coal train, freight train with hauling coal. So it was hauling coal and a Rawlings baseball. Extra 6 ounces on board. Check swing did not go. 1-1. So Randy Bush and the 200-mile home run. A little baseball lore. One on and two men down. The batter is Cody Hosey, right-handed hitter. He's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Ground ball, third base, one long hop. Ironman there, goes the short way. Good play by Jeremy down around the shoe tops. Goes to second base for the out. Cooper Bowman covering. And the inning comes to an end. No runs on the base hit. No errors and a man is left on. So it is time for taking me out to the ball game here. A little non-Googleable trivia coming up. And the Tulsa Drillers, boy, they are a good ball club. We knew that coming in, and they have really shown it here. Village Car Wash score, take me out to the ball game time. Tulsa 8 and the Rockhounds 3.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Left-hander Jake Cantleberry will come on. Second appearance of this series for the lefty. And he will inherit an 8-3 advantage here. Trevor Betancourt remains the pitcher of record for Tulsa. He came on in the fifth inning when an inning and two-thirds did Betancourt and faced five, retired five. The last two of those by strikeout. So an effective night for Betancourt, who remains the pitcher of record. And Jake Cantleberry is on the pitch. Our non-Googleable trivia, underway by Bud Light. When Jackie Robinson's number 42 was retired by Major League Baseball, retired all across the big leagues in 1997, there were still 12 players who were wearing 42. What do we have? Umpires are... What are they working on down there? Our crew chief, Ty Krause, and hopefully umpire Felix Neon working on something on the card. So what do we have? And we have, well, new pitcher, and we kind of knew that. I think we just said that, but they are might be a defensive replacement as well. And if so, I was not looking because Ty Krause is talking with Bobby Crosby. Seems like a long explanation for just a pitching change, so I will have to double-check on the... I'll double-check the rest of the way as well. See if they... I thought they only pointed to the mound. Top of the order, Max Schumann here in the seventh against the left-hander Cantleberry. First pitch swing, fly ball, center field. Paez, if that is indeed Andy. Mac Pedals makes the catch, so for Max, 0-for-4. Struck out his first three times and hit that ball well, but it's straight away center field, so no damage done. Lawrence Butler will be the batter. He is 0-for-3 in this game. Left-handed hitter, he's the center fielder for the Rockhounds. I'm wondering if Paez might have come out of the game up. You know, see if we can get a better look here. 0-1 is the count. The breaking pitch got there to Lawrence. Left-handed hitter. 7-for-30 to start the year. He's certainly Solid check swing, gave a little look, flicked the bat. Did he go? Nope, did not. One ball and one strike. When MLB retired number 42 officially, in other words, from that point on, no one could be assigned number 42, but there were still 12 guys wearing the number. The last man to wear number 42 as his personal number before it was retired, and it's, I think, kind of appropriate, is a Hall of Famer. Who is he? I know that's a long shot, but it's a cool deal. Pitch misses here. Two balls, one strike to Lawrence Butler. 12 players were still wearing 42, and it was retired. 2-1 pitch. Sails high. Ball three from the left-hander. Three balls, one strike. Cooper Bowman waiting on deck. Lawrence Butler at the plate. Lawrence has flown to left field twice and bounced out to shortstop Eddie's Leonard. Makes down and in ball four. First walk of the year for Lawrence. One man on with one man down. Not only is the last man to wear number 42 before it was forever retired is not only a Hall of Famer, but I hope this is fair to say, if there is perhaps one person of this era who would be, I think, appropriate to be the last guy to wear number 42, I really think it would be this guy. Whether you're a fan of his team or him or whatever, pitch up high for a ball. But as good a person as there has been in baseball in a long while, certainly none better. And he was pretty good at what he did, too, because he's a Hall of Famer and a big-time one. Here's the 1-0 set by Betancourt. Cooper Bowman, the batter. Tempted, didn't go, called strike at the knees, 1-1. Cooper 0-for-1. He flew out to right field in the first. He has walked, was hit by a pitch, stole a base in the meanwhile. Tulsa, in the meanwhile, has come back to take an 8-3 lead. Pitch to the dirt. Nicely blocked by Carson Taylor, and the count goes 2-1. By the way, I was trying to spot the center fielder. I do have a pair of field glasses, of course, and I don't know what they did in the offseason or if somebody borrowed them and took them out and abused them. But anyway, I dropped them in a mud puddle or something, but they're not working worth a lick. So on the way to Springfield, Missouri, note to self, buy new field glasses. Thank you. Cooper Bowman, the batter with one on and one man down. Drillers with seven unanswered runs. This ball is swung on and sent high and deep to left field. That's got a chance. Cooper gone. Two-run home run. The sidewalk souvenir over the high wall in left field. Cooper Bowman. Boy, told you he's got some speed. He's stolen the base tonight. Told you he's got some pop. And, boy, he drove that thing out of here. High drive over the high wall. Bounced on the concrete walkway right in front of Rocky Mountain and gone. Two-run home run, Cooper Bowman. So the Rockhounds rally back a little bit here. Third home run of the game between these two teams. And the walk comes back to haunt Cantlebury, rather. And here is Greg Dykeman. Base is empty, one down, and he sends a line shot right field corner, fair or foul, and it is a foul ball. Well, Greg Dykeman jumped all over that pitch, fouled it away, and it's 0-1. As he walks back to home plate, 8-5 is our final, or is it not our final, but rather our score now after the home run. First of this year for Cooper Bowman, RBIs 3-4. Big old big breaking pitch, a roundhouse hook gets there, called strike to Greg Dykeman, 0-2. The first two home runs were high drives that the question was fair or foul. Boy, this one was just ripped. Question was, would it clear the wall or just put a dent in it? And it cleared the wall in left field for Bowman. So, 8-5 the score. Stretch and pitch by Cantlebury. Down and away for a ball. It's 1-2. Chase Calabrese on deck with one man down. Sure to answer after this plate appearance for Greg Dykeman. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Greg, outfielder by trade, designated hitter tonight. Here's the 1-2. Chopper foul. That'll dribble over toward the Rockhounds dugout. 1-2. Greg Dykeman in this game is 2 for 2. I think he might have broken his bat. Yep, going to have to get a new one. He has a couple of singles and an RBI. He's off to a very good start. He's 8 for his first 22 on the year. Mentioned Greg, second time around with the A's, this time as a free agent. He's had just a taste of the big leagues with the Cubs. It's kind of cool. Haven't played a whole bunch of big league baseball, but some of it was at Wrigley Field, so that's just very cool stuff. Signed as a free agent, so he'd like to do it again and climb that ladder one more time. One ball, two strikes, pitch to Greg just down low with a fastball at 91. Count goes 2-2. Home run's the genuine deal tonight, too, again, with absolutely no wind right now, just a little bit earlier, but not enough to really affect the ball at all. Pitch drops low, 3-2, 3 balls, 2 strikes. First baseman is Vargas, and he is shading the line against the left-handed hitter. Shortstop Leonard shading up the middle as well. As much as you can anymore. 3-2 set. It's by Cantlebury, way up and in, ball 4, so Cantlebury now. Gives up a walk for the second time. Gave up a 2-run home run a moment ago. Nobody warming behind him. The last player to wear number 42 when it was retired by Major League Baseball. Jackie Robinson's number was last worn by, I don't think there's an argument, but I will say arguably the greatest relief pitcher of all time. If you can tell me a better one, be surprised. Mariano Rivera. And again, if you don't like the Yankees, if you don't like Mariano, well, if you don't like Mariano Rivera, I think you really might need a checkup. An absolutely remarkable human being, much less relief pitcher. But he was the last one of the 12 who were still wearing the number when it was retired. They were all, of course, allowed to wear it if they so chose, and Mariano did. And when Mariano Rivera retired, that was the last uniform number 42 that, other than on this day in the big leagues when everybody's number 42, Mariano Rivera, the last one to do it. There's another cool thing. On the 60th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier, another remarkable Hall of Famer made a cool gesture. And it's what we see the result of, in fact, today. Now, Cantlebury delivers. Chase Calabwig takes inside ball one. Ken Griffey Jr. asked Commissioner at the time, Bud Selig, for permission to wear 42 on the 60th anniversary of Jackie breaking the color barrier, and the commissioner not only agreed, he went a step further. Strike call to Chase, count as 1-1. He left it open to any player who would like to do so. And I don't know if they were the only two, but among those who did, Derek Jeter and Andrew Jones joined Ken Griffey Jr. in wearing 42 in Jackie's honor. Swinging a fly ball, left center field, not deep. I will guess this is Paez. I'm not so sure that it is. Catch is made for the out, so Calabrese flies out. There are two men down in the inning. One on, two out, two in, and here's Logan Davidson.
First baseman, Logan Davidson.
Logan 0 for 3. He is flown out to center. Struck out swinging and bounced out to first base. It was 2009, by the way, that all uniformed personnel started wearing 42 on this day, on Jackie Robinson Day. Swing and a miss on a pitch down and in. No balls and one strike. That 60th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's history came in 2007. That's when Ken Griffey Jr. made the request that has really, I think, probably led to what we see today. And then 2 years later, the decision that everyone would wear 42 on this day. So cool. So fitting. 0-1 count. Pitch, chopper up the middle, right on the bag at second base. And there to make the play, niftily tagging the bag, is Bryson Brigman. So Logan Davidson hits a sharply hit ball back up the middle, but Brigman makes the play. Steps on the bag for the force out. Inning is over. 2-run home run from Cooper Bowman, and that will tighten this ball game up a little bit. We have played 7. We'll get you some totals coming up. After 7 complete, Village Car Wash score now reads Tulsa 8 and the Rockhounds 5.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We have played 7 innings tonight at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds had the early lead. Tulsa busting back, and the Hounds have now answered. So 8-5, Tulsa on top. Line score through 7. The Drillers 8 runs on 8 hits with an error. Rockhounds 5 runs, 4 hits, and have committed one error in this game. There have been 3 home runs hit. Jeremy Ironman solo, his first of the year in the fourth. Emmanuel Vargas, his first of the year, a 2-run home run in the sixth. And Cooper Bowman, his first home run of the season moments ago in the seventh, also with a man on. So we go now to the top of the eighth and the top of the order. And Eddie's Leonard will take ball one from De La Cruz. Well, we'll check on the third batter up when he gets to the on-deck circle and see if a change was made defensively. Wasn't noted on the electronic box, but I wonder if the umpires took a while to discuss things. Pitch down and in at the shoe tops. 2 balls and no strikes. Hounds led this ballgame at 1.31. Tulsa answered with 7 runs. Ground ball sharply hit between short and second. That's a base hit left of Max Schumann. No chance to get that. Leonard really tagged it. That's just his third hit of the season. But a base hit to left center field, one man on. Fourth base hit allowed by Jessiel La Cruz. Check who's coming in the on-deck circle. See if my hunch is correct or incorrect. Nope, incorrect. Paez was not lifted. That is Andy. I don't think he's wearing his red glove in center field anymore. To check that swing and a miss, 0-1. So that was interesting. The umpires talked, third base and home plate umpires talked for a moment, and then each talked to one of the managers after that last switch. Little looper just over the glove of Jeremy Ironman to left field, base hit. The infield was cheating in a little bit. Vivas was jammed on that play, and Yorbit Vivas with a little flare just over the glove of Jeremy Ironman into left field, a base hit. It's 2-1, nobody out, and Andy Paez to the plate. So from a pitcher's standpoint, that's a tough base hit because it wasn't hit hard, but again, just positioning, and of course, that's such a huge part of baseball. Just got over Jeremy's glove. He was cheating in, and now it's first and second, and here is Paez, and he is 2-for-3 plus a walk. Takes high for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. 2-for-3 in the game, 8-for-14 in the series with 7 walks and 3 hit by pitch. On base, 18 out of 24. Pitch just down and away for a ball, 2 balls and no strikes. And that's remarkable. That is still an on-base percentage of .750, and this is the fifth game of the series. 2-0 count, 2 men on. Pitch by De La Cruz is ripped but foul wide of third base. 2 balls, 1 strike. Emmanuel Vargas is waiting on deck. 8-5 Tulsa, but the Drillers, after the Rockhounds got the 2-run home run from Cooper Bowman, in a position here to add to the lead in the top half of the eighth inning. Paez flew out to left field in the first inning. He's walked, singled, and a 2-run double with a run scored since.
2-1 pitch. De La Cruz swing and a miss. Fastball down and in at 92. So Josh Seal, the sharp base hit by Leonard. Little flare off the bat of Vivas. And now a 2-2 count to the tremendously dangerous Andy Pius. Takes inside, ball three. So now 3-2. De La Cruz from Hato Mayor in the Dominican Republic. Spent last season with the Braves. He was signed as a minor league free agent by the A's. Full count, 3-2. First and second, runners not going. Pitch, high and away. Ball four. He's on base again. Andy Paez, sounds like election results. We have to update it every time a precinct reports. In other words, every time Andy steps to the plate, he is now 2-for-3 in the game. On base, 4 out of 5 in this one. On base, 19 out of 25 trips, 760. On base percentage, bases full. Vargas was home in this game. Line drive, right field. That's going to get down in the corner. That will drive home one end. Actually, just two. That bounces over the short fence into the bullpen. Ground rule double with the bases loaded. And Vargas has driven in his third and fourth of this game. Boy, and Jaciel De La Cruz has really struggled. Leonard and Vivas will score. Paez, don't know if he would have scored or not. The ball bounced over that 4.5-foot fence into the bullpen. So the double by Vargas to right field. And no sooner had the crowd had something to get excited about than Tulsa comes right back. Here's a swing and a drive off Josh Stower's bat to deep left center field. That will score a run. Over to make the catch is Chase Calabweek. Both runners will tag and move up. Sacrifice fly for Stowers. So he's 0-for-4 in this game still, but he drives home a run. Ball was well hit to deep left center field. First out of the inning. And it brings home a run. Paez scores with ease. And down to third base goes Vargas. So a 3-run inning here, and it is now an 11-5 game. Batter is Jose Ramos. He is 1-for-3 plus a walk. Checks his swing. Didn't go. Count is a 1-ball, no strikes. Vargas having a big game. Solid game for sure. He's 2-for-4, but the two-run homer, two-run double. Swinging a foul away, high in the air into the right field corner. 1-ball, 1-strike. And a 1-1 to Ramos. We'll say 1-for-3 in this ball game. Another guy hitting better than 500 in the series for Tulsa. He is 8-for-15. Boy, these guys are swinging the bats. Stowers has actually slowed down after he was just crazy good. Fly ball center field. Runner's going to tag. Lawrence Butler makes the catch. And here is his throw, and it will be wide of home plate. Sacrifice fly for Ramos. When the driller's taking really great advantage of an opportunity here as they get the two-run double and a pair of sacrifice flies. That clears the bases. And a 4-run inning in a 12-5 game, and here comes Bobby out of the dugout. And boy, it's turned into a long night since that 3-1 advantage for the Rockhounds. So, De La Cruz's day is over. He will give up 6 runs on 6 base hits in this game. Well, he has really had a rough time of it. 2 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs, all earned, a walk and no strikeouts. So in the 8th inning, bases are empty as the Hounds will go to the bullpen here, but wow, it is now a 12-5 game. So crowd has had a chance to get excited a couple of times. Hounds took a 3-1 lead and then chopped into an ensuing Tulsa lead, but the Drillers now come back here with a 4-spot. In this inning, Vargas driving in 4 runs. Emanuel had two ribbies in his first four games. He has four RBIs tonight. Stowers and Ramos also driving home runs. Austin Briggs will come on to pitch, the left-hander. He would much rather be trying to close the game, but he's in to just try to keep it where it is, and where it is isn't real pretty for the Hounds. Check on Cruz. He goes, I think, a combined two innings, does he not? I think that is correct for Castile. So he will go two innings, six hits, six runs, all earned. With a walk and no strikeouts. Austin Briggs will make his third appearance of the season. An inning and two-thirds, couple of runs on a couple of hits, three walks and five strikeouts. Always fascinating to me when a guy warms up and then before throwing a first pitch in the game asks for a new baseball. Austin just did that. See, guys do it all the time. Never quite gotten the logic of that. Here's Carson Taylor now. First pitch swing and a miss, 0-1. Two down, top of the eighth inning. Oh, and this big bunch, and this has turned into one of those Murphy's Law fireworks nights when the visiting team goes nuts. Called strike inside corner, good pitch by Austin. Count goes 0-2. Doesn't happen every time, of course. Sometimes you get one of those Hollywood scripts on a fireworks night. You know, great finishes and the dramatics and all that kind of good stuff. Pitch down and in, one ball, two strikes. But I think why it stands out, if the visiting team runs away and hides, what the Drillers are certainly trying to do, if not already accomplishing that, is that you have a captive audience. 1-2, swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch for the strikeout. Carson Taylor out on strikes. The inning will come to an end, but not before the Drillers come right back and put a four spot on the board. So we're bound for the bottom half of the eighth inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And our Village Car Wash score of the game now reads Tulsa 12 and the Rockhounds 5.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Jake Campbellberry goes back to the mound for Tulsa. You and I go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Bottom third of the order for the Rockhounds. And a little bit of the good news tonight for the Hounds. Hadn't been a ton of it, but some of it. Jeremy Ironman with his not only first hit, but his first home run of the season. A towering solo shot back in the fourth inning. Jeremy, 1-for-3. Boy, might be 2-for-3 had it not been for a terrific grab by shortstop Eddie's Leonard. Called strike, breaking pitch from Campbellberry. Jeremy hit the really sharply hit ball that third baseman DeVos deflected. Leonard retrieved and threw just in time to get him. Check swing really fooled. Check swing strike 0-2. Shane McGuire and Michael Goldberg will follow. Jeremy steps back out of the box for a moment, takes a big deep breath. Shoulders rise and drop quickly as he takes a little West Texas air. 0-2 count. Cantleberry from the belt. Left-hander fires and a swing and a miss. Jeremy out on strikes. Mentioned his next stop with the Rockhounds will be Springfield, Missouri. Jeremy is in his third year with the team. But in his first two seasons, Springfield, Missouri has not been on the schedule for the Hounds. They faced Springfield, but here and not on the road, and he played college ball in Springfield. Fastball up and in to Shane McGuire. Shane 0-for-1, two walks and a run scored with a strikeout. So Jeremy will, I'm sure, see familiar faces at Hammonds Field next week. Here's the 1-0 stretch and pitch. Good old Bender got there for a called strike. Nice breaking pitch by Cantleberry. 1-1. Well, San Antonio has defeated Frisco 4-1. Amarillo has won at home against Corpus Christi 5-3. Pitch down and away for a ball. Two balls and one strike. So the Sod Boodles, what were they called tonight? They've got a goofy name they're using, a secondary identity thing. It's not the funnel cakes. It's Amarillo. 2-1 pitch, called strike. When your real identity is the Sod Boodles, anything else you can come up with, that's just gravy. But they won tonight 5-3 over Corpus Christi, and the Sod Boodles are now in first place, a game ahead of Frisco in the South Division. Wichita falling at home against Northwest Arkansas. So with Arkansas canceled due to inclement weather, Tulsa seeing a miss here and out on strikes is Shane McGuire. Boy, back-to-back strikeouts here for Cantleberry to start the inning. So Tulsa, unless something rather remarkable happens, will move to 6-2. And if they do not squander, a 7-run lead will win their fourth in a row in this series and, in fact, will clinch the series. Michael Goldberg, the batter, bases empty, two men down, 12-5 the score with Tulsa leading. And a pitch up high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Michael 0-for-2 with a hit batsman and a run scored back in the third. He was hit by a pitch. A 1-0 delivery, bouncing ball sharply in, and DeVos, the third baseman, makes the play. Long throw in the diamond on a couple of hops, and he got him. Boy, DeVos with a strong low throw that clipped a little bit of the grass, but it got there and nicely handled at first base by Vargas for the out. And so a 1-2-3 inning, couple of strikeouts for Cantleberry as well here in the eighth. So, boy, Tulsa apparently in control again here. We are at the end of eight innings. It is fireworks night, so the folks have that to look forward to. After eight, Village Car Wash score, Tulsa 12, Rockhounds 5.
This is Ford Dealers in the Midlands. Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the ninth, and Bryson Brickman will lead it off for Tulsa. Pitch from Austin Briggs finds the outside corner, and we are underway. Bryson, right-handed hitter. He's had a nice week, and he continues inside-out swing, line drive, base hit, right field. Well, Bryson Brickman, well, he has had a really nice week. And again, it's so unfortunate. Yusnail Diaz placed on the injured list after suffering an injury as a pinch runner opening night. He was placed on the IL, so Brickman got the call out of extended spring. He's played in two games, and he has three hits in each of them. Cody Hosey takes down and in at the shoe tops for ball one. In fact, Bryson is 3-for-4 tonight, so he is 6-for-10 in his two games since getting a chance to come to the Drillers. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. It's one of those things about minor league baseball. Sometimes you have a need as a team. You have a spot to be filled, whatever the reason. It's always sad when it's an injury. That was the case for Tulsa here. Pitch, a swing and a miss. Hosey chasing one down and in, 1-2. But it opens a door. And you don't know how long Bryson's stay will be here with the Drillers, but boy, has he ever taken advantage here in this week in West Texas. 1-2 count. Pitch outside from Austin. Count goes 2 balls and a strike. Cody Hosey, a right-handed hitter. Top of the order on deck, Eddie's Leonard. Pitch swung on and sent foul. Woo! Under the feet of the first base coach. That's Juan Apodaca, and boy, he had to leap out of the way of that one. Seen a couple of those go under the feet of the first base coach with some pretty good velocity attached. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Hosey. 1 o'clock tomorrow, first pitch. Hounds to get a second try at Emmett Sheehan. Boy, he has been impressive. 2-2, fouled straight back. You mentioned Roiber Salinas doesn't have great numbers yet, but he is a very talented young man, a top 10 prospect for the Oakland A's. Is Salinas, former Atlanta Braves farm hand, came over in the Sean Murphy trade. 2-2 pitch, ground ball sharply hit the foul wide of third. Count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. By the way, this is really cool. I was just looking at my Jackie Robinson notes, and of course you can go, you know, that's a story that hopefully really will never end. But a couple of things I did not know about Jackie Robinson. He was on a high school team. He grew up in California. Pitch from Briggs up high and away for a ball. Ball three. He was on a high school all-star team, that kind of thing. I remember this a long time ago, right? But one of his teammates was a guy named Bob Lemon, who went on to become a tremendous pitcher for Cleveland, among others, and a manager. Hardy ball out towards second base. And Cooper Bowman makes the play. Flips to second, rolling on to first, a double play. Bobbled the ball a little bit. Did Cooper regained it? Flipped it to the shortstop, Max Schumann, on to first, double play. Nicely turned. That was really nice. That ball was sharply hit. Cooper made the play, but he bobbled just a little bit. Looks like he snagged it out of midair and then got it to Max in the relay throw just in time to get Hosey for the out. Nicely turned double play. Top of the order, here's Eddie's Leonard. Base is empty, two away in the ninth. Bouncing ball foul wide of third. Bob Lemon was a great pitcher, great major leaguer, manager as well. That's a cool name. But Jackie Robinson was on a high school team, and one of his teammates was Ted Williams. Oh, my goodness. Pitch high away and back to the screen. 1 ball, 1 strike. Jackie Robinson, who, of course, he is known from historical terms, was also, there's a great article from David Schoenfeld on ESPN that makes the argument, and well played and well said, that Jackie was even a better player than we know. Swing and ground ball to third base. A couple of sharp hops to Jeremy Ironman. He's there. Throws to first for the out. And the inning is over. Some nice defense turned by the house. How'd you like to face a little league team? Of course, you wouldn't know they would do what they would do, but how would you like to face a team that had Ted Williams and Jackie Robinson on it? Yeah, oh, waiter, check, please. So, we are in the middle half of the
Ninth inning, Rockhounds need a bundle to keep it going. To the bottom of the ninth, Village Car Wash score, Drillers 12 and the Rockhounds 5.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Right-hander Cole Percival will come out of the bullpen here for the ninth inning. Cantleberry, goes a couple of innings. He gave up two runs on one base hit. The hit was the two-run home run by Cooper Bowman. Walked a couple of batters, struck out two batters, had a Jekyll and Cantleberry night. Gave up the walk and the home run in the seventh, couple of walks, in fact. But struck out two and retired the side in order in the eighth, and his evening is now done. And it will be the top of the order, Max Schumann, to face Cole Percival, whose dad, Troy, one of the top 20 closers of all time, one of the top 15 closers, in fact, of all time, pitched here in 1992, did Troy Percival. And son Cole is on the mound, called strike to Max Schumann. And I don't know if Dad ever sneaks a peek at Cole in action on Valley Live and MILB TV. But, Troy, on the off chance you are watching, been a long, long time. But man, one of my all-time favorites. Chop out towards second base. Couple of hops handled there by Brigman. Turns, throws, got it. Boy, Max Schumann, a tough night, 0-4-5. There can't be many broadcasters who could say this because Troy Percival's first year as a player was in, 1990 with the Angels as a catcher. And I was in Eugene, Oregon at the time, did a couple of series with Troy as a catcher, then saw him twice as a pitcher on his way up, pitched down and away for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. And as nice a good a guy as he was fierce on the mound, and man he was. So, Troy, on the off chance you're watching, a big hello from your friends here in West Texas and from the skinny broadcaster here. Pitch drops down low to Lawrence Butler, ball 2-0. Cole Percival, who was with Tulsa part of last year, tall right-hander, goes in at 6'5", Riverside, California is his home. No wind-up motion, 2-0 pitch, and that is down and in. Bases on balls were really the issue for Cole a year ago, and that's really been a focal point in his development in the offseason. 3-0 the count here to Lawrence Butler, 0-3 with a walk and a run scored. Left-handed hitter at the plate, the 3-ball, no-strike pitch, outside ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk, one man on batter is Cooper Bowman, who is 1-for-2. The one, a two-run homer. He's also walked and was hit by a pitch. 12-5 Tulsa. Only as they did a couple of nights ago when the Rockhounds led 3-0. Drillers rallied back and scored 9. In this game, the Rockhounds led 3-1. And Tulsa came back to grab an 8-3 lead. Obviously scoring 7 straight. Cooper Bowman takes a called strike outside corner. Boy, fastball had some run on it at 97 miles an hour. Had some movement as well. So Cole does indeed throw hard like Dad did. Here's the 0-1 stretch. Fastball just outside. Actually, slider away, forgive me. Count goes 1-1. Just missed off the outside corner. At least from our view it did. 1-1. Greg Dykeman waits on deck for the Rockhounds here. Bottom of the ninth inning, but a Hounds need a bunch and have only 2 outs with which to work. Cole with one ball, one strike pitch. Up there, knee high, an off-speed pitch, perfectly placed. Count goes 1-2. Cooper Bowman, right-handed hitter to face him. Cole comes set, hands settle down now to the belt. Leg kick, right-hander delivers, and a called third strike at the knees. He throws hard, but he came back with three consecutive pitches in the mid-80s, and Cooper Bowman called out on strikes. He doesn't care for it. He is out on strikes, and the whip for Cole Percival is the second out of this ninth inning. So Tulsa one out away from a series victory. They've taken three in a row coming into tonight, and they are one out away with a seven-run cushion, a fourth consecutive win. Here is Greg Dykeman. Takes down and in for ball one. Ball dribbles loose. Greg, two singles and two walks. Well, he has had a nice night. RBI single, one of his two base hits on base four out of four. Left-handed hitter facing Cole Percival. And the pitch got the outside corner, called strike. One ball and one strike. Cole making his third appearance of the season. He's got an inning and a third, one run on one hit. Walk a few moments ago was his first, and he now has a couple of strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch, chopped down towards second base, and that will be handled easily by Brigman. Flip to first for the out, and this ball game is over. There is a logistical deal that I will keep our wrap very, very short on Saturday home games, and we'll come back and give you a look at the totals in just a couple of moments. The Drillers have now clinched this series, and boy, they have come back big time, storming back to win this one. 12-5 the final as we tip our cap to the Tulsa Drillers in their victory here tonight.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime.
The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Tulsa makes it four in a row as they defeat the Rockhounds 12-5. For the Drillers, 12 runs, 12 hits, and one error, 12-12-1. And for the Rockhounds, 5 runs, 4 hits, and one error, 5-4-1. Not posted yet by my count. Trevor Betancourt will get the win. Charles Hall will take the loss tonight for the Rockhounds in this game. Tulsa improves now to 6-2 on this season. Do the Drillers. The Rockhounds will fall to 3-5, and again, four victories in a row for Tulsa in this series. There were three home runs hit. Jeremy Ironman went a solo home run in the fourth inning, his first of the year. Drillers answer with a two-run home run from Imanol Vargas, who had four ribbies on the night, two of them on his first home run of the year. And Cooper Bowman also his first. That was a two-run home run in the last half of the seventh inning. So three home runs in this ball game. Going to check the time and attendance on the other side of a very quick timeout here, and we'll set the table for you for tomorrow, which will be the series finale before these two ball clubs both board the bus. From Rocky Town, Momentum Bank Ballpark, final Village Car Wash score tonight. The Tulsa Drillers 12 and the Rockhounds 5.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Said right at the top that the Drillers have had some outstanding performances. That continued again here tonight. Norbert Vivas has had a good series. He went 2 for 3. He scored 3 runs in this game and drove in 2 runs, did Vivas. So he was one of the guys who had a big, big night. Emil Vargas went 2 for 4, a 2-run home run and a 2-run double, 4 runs batted in. And Andy Páez just continues to tear things up. There is part of this series. Páez on this night going 2 for 3 at the plate, plus 2 bases on balls. Again, these numbers are just ridiculous. He's 8 for 14 in the series and has reached base, check this out, 19 of 25 times. They've given you those numbers a bunch of times over the course of this game, and it's almost numbing, especially if you're a Rockhounds fan. But that's just crazy. 19 out of 25 he has been on base as Andy Páez in this series. Páez driving in 2 more runs in this game with a double. He now has 10 RBIs in this series. Just really been crazy. The numbers have not yet been finalized on the board here. If they are, we'll sneak them in. Tomorrow, the Rockhounds and Drillers will meet, the 6th and final game of this series. The Drillers bidding for 5 wins in a row. They've already clinched the series. It'll be starting pitching matchup, which we also saw on opening night. Roybers Salinas will go for the Rockhounds tomorrow, and Emmett Sheehan, who has been nothing short of sensational, will go for the Tulsa Drillers. Game time is 1 o'clock, and we will join you at 12:50 tomorrow. Again, on Saturdays, I'm going to do a very quick wrap-up for you here. So we will wish you a very pleasant rest of Saturday evening. We'll see you first thing tomorrow, 1 o'clock first pitch. Until then, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hard's at the ballpark where the Drillers win it by the final of 12-5. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.